Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another exciting episode of Are You Not Kentertained? This is episode 105, and today is April 4th, 2018. And folks, it is that time of year. Yes, it's WrestleMania season, and we're finally upon us. It's less than a week away, and man, is this weekend stacked with wrestling. So we're going to do something a little bit different. First of all, I am your host, Russ, and I am, of course, joined by Kent. Before I go crazy, sorry, I started going crazy. Kent, how you doing?
Jesus, Russ. You hit all the spots completely out of order. That was amazing.
I'm so good.
Yeah, like, we got the mania fever, brother.
I do. This is one of the first years in a long time I've got mania fever, so I'm a little off. But yes.
Mania fever. Catch it.
At least it's not typhoid fever.
Aw.
So, anyway, yeah, this is a podcast about wrestling. If you didn't know that by now, well, we're 105 episodes in, and only like four of them are not wrestling related, so.
I have lots of friends.
So, this is wrestling related. So, normally, we have so many normal things to the podcast that we always do, like Carrie's Corner, Man Crush, Moment of Bliss, but there's just so much going on this week, I really don't think we have time for it, so I think we should be moving on.
Russ.
What?
A compromise, if you will.
Okay, I'm listening.
What would you say for a historic, first time ever, doing Kent's Moment of Bliss while thinking about Russ's Man Crush while jacking in Carrie's Corner?
So you're saying we mesh this all together and kind of do a quick, like, hold on.
Indie fuckeroo.
Or could it be a Man Crush Corner of Bliss?
It could. I mean, whatever you want to call that corner, it's going to be a mess.
It's going to be one heck of a mess.
Just like this podcast.
All right. So, Ken, take us away on this Man Crush Corner of the Week.
Well.
Of Bliss. You know,
I topped Carrie and... You know, she wanted to be involved, but, you know, school's a bitch. So, in honor of Carrie, though, we figured we'd spend just a few minutes going over our predictions for the weekend stuff as far as the Supercard of Honor and I think it's like WrestleCon or whatever. It's the Impact and...
Is everything in New Orleans Ultra. This weekend?
What?
Is everything in New Orleans this weekend?
Yes. Everything's in New Orleans. So...
Crazy week for them.
I guess let's start off with the Supercard of Honor. We're going to just do quick picks because we got more important things to do. But we're doing this just to satisfy Carrie and all of our... All right, we're doing this to satisfy
Carrie. All of our fans, it's Carrie. So.
All right, so... Well, Carrie just started right at the top of the card rather than work her way down to the main event. Good job, Carrie. All right,
classic
so
stuff.
In honor of Carrie and Supercard of Honor, Cody Rhodes versus Kenny Omega. Now, Carrie chose Kenny.
Shock.
Who do you have, Russ?
I'm going to go with Cody. It seems like it's time for him to go to get a win. Big one.
Yeah, I'm going with Kenny, too, because Cody's hair. I can't do it.
He
said that I knew nothing about wrestling last week, so he can go fuck himself.
That's true.
Ring of Honor World Championship. Dalton Castle is the champion, taking on Marty Scurll. Carrie had Dalton Castle retaining.
Sure, Dalton Castle's going to retain, absolutely.
Yeah, I like Dalton, actually. He's one of the few guys in ROH I like. Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship, the Briscoes, who are the champions, versus Jay Lethal and Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Well,
he had the Briscoes retaining.
Well, I was going to say, is this the Briscoes, not the Briscoes that we know, right? Is it a different Briscoes?
It is not Jerry Briscoe, no.
Okay. I don't know much about Ring of Honor.
actually, the Briscoes would fit really well in WWE, but I don't know why they never... Like, they're actually pretty damn good, and they've been around forever.
I'm going to say there's going to be a title change there. If the Ring of Honor championship's not going to change, then something else has got to change. I'm going to go with championship change here.
While normally I would agree... See, I don't know... I love Jay Lethal. That guy is amazing. I don't know enough about Hiroshi Tanahashi, so... Like Carrie, I'm gonna go with Briscoes because they're actually a known quantity. That actually, I like Jay. I don't know. Going Briscoes. Ring of Honor World Six Man Championship, SoCal Uncensored, which I think is the one with Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian, and the other guy, versus the Young Bucks and Flip Gordon. Carrie's going with SoCal uncensored retaining, and there will be interference from the kingdom. That, so you got team one or team two, Russ?
That was like literally what you just said was gibberish to me. It meant nothing. I go with team two.
You're going with the Young Bucks.
Sure.
You've lost all my respect.
I don't know which one was which. All right.
God damn it. I got to stop picking with Carrie, but I can't pick the Young Bucks. I just can't. All right. Ring of Honor TV Championship. Last man standing match. Kenny King is the champion, taking on Silas Young. Carrie is picking Silas Young. This is his match. He has never lost a last man standing match, according to her.
Okay.
So
that sounds like a reasonable reason to pick him, then.
Yeah, and since you wanted a title change, this is my pick for the title change.
Damn. I didn't know there's another title.
Yeah. All right. Then we have the semifinals and the finals of the Women of Honor tournament, because it's 2018. They're finally having a women's championship in Ring of Honor.
I know.
But yeah, let's keep supporting this shit. I mean, it's really good. So we have Kelly Klein versus Maya Iwatani. Carrie's picking Maya. Who you got?
I'll go with the Japanese-sounding name.
Okay, I'll go with Kelly Klein, because she has two Ks in her name.
Okay.
Indeed.
It's good stuff. So I am picking with knowledge. I'm just telling you right now, I know all of this. Just because I'm acting like I don't.
The other semifinal is Tennille Dashwood versus
Tennille Dashwood.
Sumi Sakai.
Tennille Dashwood. Tennille Dashwood. That's one name I know.
Yep. And then you're picking
Tennille Dashwood
over Maya?
What?
Are you picking Emma over Maya for the finals?
Absolutely. Because Maya's not in my finals.
Oh, yeah.
I picked the other one.
The Asian girl.
Yeah.
You picked Maya Iwatani.
Oh, so I'm still picking Tennille. No, Tennille. I think she gets this. She gets one thing she doesn't get in WWE, respect.
Right. All right. We have Punishment Martinez versus... Oh, wait. Did I say that Carrie picked Emma? She did.
Okay.
All right. Punishment Martinez.
Who'd you pick?
I picked Emma, of course.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I'm the fucking biggest Emma fan.
I know.
So, of course I did. Punishment Martinez versus Tomohiro Ishii. Carrie's comments. I expect this to be a brutal match. Both guys are tough. She picked Punishment Martinez. Are you going with the Asian gentleman or the Martinez gentleman?
I'll go with Martinez.
I mean, his name's Punishment Martinez. That's a badass sounding name.
It is.
So I don't expect Punishment Martinez to lose this match. All right, Adam Page versus Kota Ibushi. I actually know Kota. And isn't that Hangman Page? All right, Carrie's comments. I expect this match to steal the show. Both guys have no fear when it comes to crazy spots. Tough to call, but I'm going with Hangman Page. Okay, so see, I knew it was fucking Hangman Page. But I know Kota Ibushi's really good. Who you got, Russ?
I'm going with Kota Ibushi.
Yeah? Going with the little Asian persuasion?
Yep.
I'm going with a guy whose name is Hangman, because I like the video game Hangaroo.
That match is definitely going to be good. I know that much.
Yeah, I see no reason for it not to be good.
Yeah.
So that's the Super Card of Honor, and then we're going to briefly touch on the Impact Wrestling versus Lucha Underground show that they also have going on. I think there's only 5 matches, so quickly, we'll go in reverse order, unlike Carrie. They have like a cruiserweight type thing. It's Desmond Xavier, Andrew Everett, and DJZ versus Drago, King Cuerno and Aerostar.
I'm going with the guys I know on the Lucha Underground team.
Is that the second team?
Yes.
So it's Cuerno?
Cuerno, yeah, Cuerno.
Okay.
King Cuerno.
I love DJZ, but the other team has a guy named Drago. How do I not go Drago? So
Andy looks awesome when he comes out. Like it's like a dragon face. It's really neat.
Nice. Okay, we got LAX. It's a tag team title match versus Killshot and the Mac. I don't know anything about the Mac or Killshot.
Killshot's decent, but I'm sticking with the other team.
LAX is fucking awesome.
Yeah,
gotta go
LAX.
All right, Eddie Edwards versus Jeremiah Crane in an I Quit match.
I know neither of those people's names, so...
I don't know Jeremiah Crane. I don't really like Eddie Edwards. He's kind of a vanilla midget, so going Jeremiah. Let's see. Allie versus Taya Valkyrie. Taya is kind of like, think of Beth Phoenix type.
Okay.
Shape. Allie's just this really cute, bubbly figure.
I'm going with the cute, bubbly figure. Why not?
Yeah, I follow Allie on Instagram or Twitter or something. I like her.
Or her porn page.
If there was, I would be on that right now and saying, the hell with this.
Screw WrestleMania.
Fuck this. And finally, we got Austin Aries teaming up with Pentagon, taking... It's Alberto Del Rio, or El Patron, sorry. Alberto El Patron and Pentagon versus Austin Aries and Phoenix?
Ooh. All right, well, time out. First of all, Phoenix, great. He's awesome.
That's not even how you spell Phoenix, though. So
yeah, I know. It's F-I-N-I-X?
F-E-N-I-X.
Yeah, okay, yeah. He's really good.
Pentagon is a shape, and it's like in D.C.
Pentagon is also a shape, but like a kind of like a Taz shape, but not quite barrelish, not as barrelish.
So I would like Pentagon, that's what you're saying.
Yes, I think you would.
Shit, I love Austin Aries. Who you got here?
Well, see, Kent, I didn't realize Austin Aries was teaming up with Phoenix. Now, first of all, I just want to say this real quick. Austin Aries, very hot man, man crush of the week. Boom, we got it in.
Oh, that corner just got a little
messier. A little bit messier. So I can't go against my man crush. So I'm going with Austin Aries and Phoenix.
I'm going to go with the guy that didn't murder Paige. I'll go with that pair.
Even though he got you, you know, he, 1 week later and you would have gotten the win?
I don't know what you're talking about. Not a clue. Everybody, feel free to look back in the archives of last summer and watch as Kent makes a stupid, stupid wager and gets fucked over by a week. And so concludes our indie discussion.
There goes Carrie's corner.
And
we left it a little bit dirtier.
Up
yeah, no, we
we're
left it a little bit
this
dirtier.
A straight mess.
Yep.
Next week, we'll go over the results of this stuff and pretend that we care.
Yay! That'll be Carrie's corner again in the beginning, because next week is just going to be just as crazy. So maybe we should do.
And plus, we have Steve next week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Just go shit all over everything.
Yes. So I think we should do next week should be Man Crush. Well, the corner's really going to be gross then. Man Crush. Man Crush Corner of Bliss next week again.
Yep, looking forward to that.
Let's see if we remember the name.
What do we got next, Russ? We got NXT next?
All right, yeah. So, okay, we're not really going to talk about wrestling for the week because, honestly, let's face it, it was just all wrap up to get to WrestleMania and NXT. So we're just going to go right into the previews. So let's start with NXT. And I'm telling you right now, I have not really ever seen a more stacked card. Thank you.
Like, for five matches.
Yeah, this is insanely good.
Four of them are outstanding.
Yep, and then the NXT Tag Team Championship. I know, you're going for the women. I wanted to see what you'd go for. I was really about to say the six-man ladder match, but I was like, no, that'd be stupid. All right, so we're just going to go into order that they have it in. So we'll start with the NXT Tag Team Championship. Is the Undisputed Era versus the winners.
Wait, spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry, spoiler alert. Yes, because it hasn't happened
yet. We'll hear this until at least Thursday anyway, so it's not a spoiler.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Just because we're starting it before it actually happened doesn't mean
by the time we get
it set up.
All right, go on.
All right, so the Undisputed Era will be facing the winners of the Dusty Road Tag Team Classic. Although, isn't it already a spoiler since I'm looking at WWE.com right now and it's definitely before Wednesday night?
Wait, have they already said that it's Undisputed Era versus Authors of Pain versus...
No. They're just saying the winners of the Dusty Road Tag Team Classic. Oh, okay. Yeah. I see what you're saying. You're thinking it's going to be a triple threat.
Era, Authors of Pain, and Roderick Strong versus Pete Dunne because, yay, the UK Championship's really
taken off. Taken off. They might as well just get rid of the North American and the UK and just merge them together as a...
TV.
Yeah, or something... Or streaming, or streaming video.
We need another championship that's not going to be defended on a regular basis. That's so terribly stupid.
And is it North American, like the only North Americans?
Well, Killian Dane's in the ladder match, so he's from New Zealand, I believe. So, no. I mean, Roderick Strong was fighting against Pete Dunne. I actually watched every episode of NXT from Royal Rumble to now, so I'm actually caught up on shit.
It's good, right?
Oh, my God. Fans, I hate making bold proclamations, But I haven't been so sold on a guy in a year, I would say, than I am on fucking Pete Dunne.
I mean, I knew. When that UK tournament came out, I'm pretty sure I told you Pete Dunne is someone to look out for. I knew you'd like him. He's a brute. He reminds me of who's the old Irish guy?
He's Finley and Regal.
Fit Finley, yes. Fit Finley is who he reminded me of. And Regal, yeah, I could see that definitely.
Like, he's definitely a UK type wrestler, and he clearly modeled his in-ring style after those two guys.
Yep.
And then added some athleticism, which Fit and Regal never really were known for.
That's true.
And my God, like,
he is a WWE main roster guy.
He's a guy that I think Triple H is 100% behind, and that's probably one of the best things you could have going for you. If he's got any Irish in him, Vince will love him.
That's true. All right, so we don't know who's in this match yet.
Yes, we
do. But we do.
I have a friend that was in attendance.
You certainly did. So, all right, who are the other two teams again? Say it again, sorry.
Authors of Pain and Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne.
I'm going to go Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne. That's a great team.
It is, except I don't really like Roderick. But
I know.
Roderick versus Pete Dunne was a great match probably about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
I want the Authors of Pain, but I think it's their time to come up on main roster very soon.
Yeah, I think I was going to say. They're
not Sunday.
Yeah.
Undisputed Era, Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne. Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne are two singles guys just thrown together. They're clearly singles guys. That's my only thing. But Undisputed Era right now is Adam Cole and Fish, I think, because O'Reilly's injured.
Yep.
So,
tough,
all
right,
right? I'll go Pete. I can't go against Pete Dunne.
You can't. I want Pete Dunne to hold every single championship that's in NXT at the same
time.
Yeah,
I want him to kill Ember Moon.
Yes, exactly. All right, let's move on. So, the next one, the NXT North American Championship 6-man ladder match. All right, here are our six guys.
Well, fucking take a deep breath here, man. This is breathtaking.
This is... Okay, I know we've seen some great, like, guys, but these are six guys that, holy crap. There's only one guy I don't really know on this whole thing. That's just a thing. All right, here we go. EC3. Adam Cole, Ricochet, Velveteen Dream, Lars Sullivan, Killian Dane. Now, I realize some people don't know who Ricochet is. You are going to find out who he is Saturday night. Holy crap.
But can he hang with the big boys? Because I've seen his size, and that's my only concern is, can he hang?
From Lucha Underground, he would fight he was the champion until... the big guy took it from him, and then he fought the big guy again later on, and that was one of the best matches Lucha Underground's ever given us.
Is he kind of like Rey Mysterio, only bigger?
He's bigger than Rey Mysterio. He's more flippy than Rey Mysterio, but he's more athletic than Rey Mysterio, too.
That's fair enough. I mean, he's a modern-day athletic Mysterio, it sounds like to me.
Yes, except totally a little bit taller, though. Amazing. Just... There was not a bad match he was in when I was watching Lucha.
All right. When I was doing the preview, because I had this conversation for about 10 minutes yesterday, the way we did it, the way we talked about it, was we did, like, reverse order of elimination, like, people we don't think is going to win and narrow it down. So,
okay.
Who do you absolutely think isn't going to win?
Well, since I don't know who Lars Sullivan is, and that's a bad thing, probably, but I'm going to go with Lars Sullivan's definitely not.
I would say Lars Sullivan, if you combined Kane, Snitsky, and Brock Lesnar, you'd have some form of...
Lars.
He's just a giant beast. Of.
I think he's there more for punishment. Not to be punished, but I mean to deliver punishment, not to win.
He's there for some big man spots.
Yep.
That's what he's there for.
I don't think Killian Dane's going to win it either, but... And that's going to take me down...
What was Killian Dane in last year? Was it the Rumble or was it the Andre the Giant?
Andre the Giant, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he had a good showing.
Yes,
there.
He did. And that's why I was kind of like, but I think he's kind of moving. I think he's more ready for the main roster.
I think Sandy's coming up.
So,
because Sandy's not in this pay-per-view at all, aside from Killian.
So that leaves EC3, Adam Cole, Ricochet, and Velveteen Dream. And right there, any four of those guys, honestly, I could care less who wins it. I'm going to say Adam Cole doesn't win it, though.
it's couldn't care less, right?
You're right. Did I say could? I couldn't. I know. I thought I said couldn't. I'm sorry. I couldn't care less who wins.
There, we just stopped a riot.
Yes. And I realized it was my mistake, so they're going to go crazy on that. So, I don't know.
Adam Cole has to be taken out.
Me too, because I don't see how he can do that and the tag team championship at full throttle.
Not only that, he doesn't need it.
No.
He's a guy that doesn't. I think this is a match to establish somebody, and that's the important thing. That's why, you know, I got rid of all three guys. So, I mean, it came down to Velveteen, EC3, and Ricochet. And here's the thing. Two of them are heels, and one of them's face.
Yep.
So my first argument is this. When a new title is crowned, like 80 to 90% of the time, it goes to a face.
Yep.
So that tells me it should be Ricochet, but
correct.
NXT does things a little differently, and who could use the belt most? I think
Velveteen Dream. Yeah.
And EC3, I don't think EC3 needs it, but
he needs a good showing.
He didn't come back for nothing.
He needs a good showing.
Yeah. I think he's going to feud with whoever gets the belt.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess.
See, the way I look at it, Velveteen Dream is my I want to win, so I'm going to say Velveteen Dream, and I kind of want Ricochet to go after him. But I'll be honest, Ricochet wins it. Okay, I'm fine with that. EC3 wins
Ricochet.
It. Okay, I'm fine with that.
I picked Ricochet just for the face concept. So if I had to put money, I would go with Ricochet.
I think you're right. I'm going to go with Velveteen Dream.
Okay.
All right.
That's
a stack. That's going to be a great match. If you don't know any of the names we mentioned, you got to watch that.
The neckbeards are going to be jacking off in their seats.
This one.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. It's an unsanctioned match. Hilarious how it's
really? We're not doing the shitty match in the middle here?
Nope, it's not next. You want me to do the shitty match next?
Yeah, according to WWE.com it was.
I'm looking at WWE.com right now.
Really? They reversed? All right. Seriously, yesterday I set this up going directly from WWE.com.
Oh, I'm looking right at it right now. It's NXT Tag Team North American Unsanctioned Women's NXT Championship.
No shit.
Yep.
Well, yeah, let's still discuss the trash.
Okay, so let's go to the trash then?
Yeah.
All right, so the NXT Women's Championship match, Ember Moon versus Shayna Baszler. Ooh. Baszler, something. Ooh. I don't even care. This is the one match.
Hey, Russ, do you remember that match in January that they had at the NXT TakeOver in Philly?
Do I not?
Do you remember how horrible that was? Because there was an armbar for 10 minutes that every human being in the whole world was tapped out to.
Yep.
But Ember fought through and was in the Royal Rumble the next night.
Yep. I don't remember the match, but yep, I remember Ember Moon being in the Royal Rumble the next night.
Yeah. Yeah, she was in an armbar for like 10 minutes. From a girl that used to be in like UFC, so...
Yeah, I think this is where Shayna Baszler is going to win it, I think.
Oh, God.
Yeah, get ready for that
Ember Moon has had the worst luck with her title run, because that's all she's done. She hasn't had any matches with Billie Kay, Peyton Royce, Nikki Cross. Like, she hasn't had good matches at any these takeovers, and they're really screwing her over. So, the question is, do they just say fuck it and move her up to the main roster, or do they give her this win and let her feud with somebody good? That's what it comes down to, isn't it?
Well, yeah. It just doesn't make any
sense. Any more women? Because they brought a lot of women up for the Rumble. So, like, I don't know if we're going to get any more women get called up aside from maybe Nikki with Sanity.
I don't know. I don't... This one's a tough one because it feels like it's time for a championship change. But...
And we just had it in November.
Yeah. It's I still think that I still feel like they're high on Shayna, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And I think she's gonna get it. So I honestly think she's gonna win it. But why are we spending so much time on this crap match? Nobody cares.
Yeah. Who did I have winning? Ember.
Ember. Okay. Good. I like Ember. That's the problem. I like Ember.
I do too. It's just that she's been treated shitty as a champion.
Yeah. She is the right. Becky Lynch of.
Oh.
Yeah. That's right. All right, let's go to the unsanctioned match. Now, it is Gargano versus Ciampa. If Gargano wins, he is reinstated. If Ciampa wins, Gargano is banished forever. This is going to be one of the best matches we see. Period.
I have this unofficially as my match of the weekend.
Weekend. It could possibly. This. I am looking so forward to this. Because
these guys know each other so fucking well.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, this is the next evolution of Punk and Daniel Bryan. Gargano's a lot like Bryan, and Ciampa, whatever you want to call him, he's a lot like Punk. And my God, could you imagine if we could get a Punk and Daniel Bryan match right now, only from like 10 years ago? You'd go fucking apeshit for it.
Yeah.
And this is unsanctioned, so I assume like anything kind of goes.
Yep,
so
that's what I was thinking too. It's unsanctioned, so therefore,
they're gonna go balls fucking out here, man. Yeah.
And these two will definitely do it.
Great.
Yeah.
The only thing is, Ciampa hasn't had any matches.
He hasn't had a match since he came back?
No, but he has grew his beard out really badass looking.
Yeah.
And that kills a lot of ring rust, in my opinion.
It does. It definitely does. I definitely am looking forward. Like, this is the one match, if I was going to watch live, this would be the reason. I don't want it spoiled. I just want to watch this match.
Oh, I'm so watching this live. I've already told Ron he can go fuck himself if you want to hang out.
Just that match or the whole thing?
Actually, the whole thing. This is one of the most stacked cards in my really good lifetime. Yeah.
Like, Saturday night, I don't typically like to sit there and watch wrestling. I usually wait till Sunday morning. I think I'll watch this that night.
Yep. And if you have to go to the bathroom, you got the Ember Moon match.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, who do you have winning this one, Kent?
I don't think it's time to move Gargano up because I don't necessarily know if they know what they want to do with him. If they want 205 his ass or main roster his ass.
They better main roster his ass. Holy crap.
With that being said, there's no reason not to continue this feud. This is a great feud that's just, you know, it's like Triple H versus Shawn. Like, they dragged that out, and it was fine that they dragged it out when they did.
Yeah.
And it's not Dean Ambrose versus Miz yet. So I got to go with Gargano. I think it's going to be that feel-good moment of the night.
I also think Gargano, however, if we all agree, if Ciampa wins, Gargano's main roster bound, or at least 205 or main roster.
Yeah. By the end of Tuesday night, we will know where Gargano is.
Yes.
And it won't be NXT.
No. Now, here's a question. Do we care who really wins?
No. If they didn't have the stipulation, I'd be picking Ciampa.
Yeah.
Because I'm more of a fan of him, but once again, it goes back, I was always more of a fan of Punk than I was of Daniel, and I respected and liked both of them. It was just a sheer preference thing.
Right. Okay. Well, I think Gargano's winning this one, too. I agree with you. I don't think it's not quite ready for him to go up. I think he really should take the NXT Championship before a run first.
Not only that, big props. At first, I didn't like it, but Johnny Gargano's entrance song, it reminds me a lot of Christian's when he had
At last, you're on your own.
No. When the chick sang Just Close Your Eyes before they redid it with the shitty dude singing it.
Oh, okay. I know. Yeah.
I love this song, and I highly recommend it. If you haven't like listened to the full thing, give it a shot.
All right.
I think it's called Rebel Heart.
Okay. All right. And finally, the NXT Championship match. Andrade Cien Almas, the champion, versus Aleister Black. Kent.
And if last match wasn't possibly match of the night or match of the weekend contender,
here's another one. Here you go.
Oh, my God. I mean, because when you look back at last one takeover.
Yeah.
Andre was in match of the year so far against Gargano.
Gargano, correct.
And Aleister Black stole the show in a lot of ways with his match against Cole. Like, those were the two best matches, and now we're putting these guys together. I think Aleister Black's actually getting a call up, though.
You think so? I think I was going to say,
main roster ready, where I think Andrade's going to get fucking lost in the shuffle.
Oh, he definitely gets lost. He's going to get Bobby Roode'd. Not that Bobby Roode's totally lost, but he is definitely not where he should be.
It took him how many months to get where he's even at now?
Yeah, and they're still below where he should be. He should be, I guess, No, I guess not. He's right where he should be, yeah.
I mean, he was always destined for the U.S. Championship, and that made sense. It just seemed like it was going to happen sooner than it did.
Yeah. Now, that being said, Andrade is an amazing champion. They're doing some good work with him.
That's my guy that I'm super proud of that I've been liking for years.
Yeah. So I think
get him right. When I do, I got to be proud.
Right.
Corbin style.
Yeah, we'll get to him later.
Oh, I can't wait for Andrade to get buried by Cena.
So who do you have winning, Andrade or Alice?
Yeah, I got Andrade because I really think Alistair's getting called up.
Yeah, I think Andrade as he's, since he's become champion, he has really proved himself. I love him as champion, so I think he needs to still be champion at the end of this.
I think his the chick, I can't think of her first name, but Vega, I think she is a hell of a talent. I think she can actually wrestle, but she's amazing on the mic. She's what we need. We need more mouthpieces.
So. Right, for the people who don't have the mouth.
She's going to be the thing that gets Andrade over when he does get to the main roster. His talent and her mic skills are a great combination.
Yeah.
God damn it, that's going to be a great match, too.
Yeah.
There's not a bad match aside from the women's match. Even the tag team match could actually be an amazing match.
It could.
But I think Adam Cole's the main question. He reminds us of a younger Shawn Michaels at this point, obviously.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know he has the stamina, but we also know he likes to take the big bumps.
That's to say, he takes the big bumps. So what do they do? What match do they put on first? The tag team championship match or the ladder? It's got to be a tag team, right? It's safer, right?
Because you can't risk the injury with the ladder match. He's not going to get injured as likely in the tag team match. So have Fish do most of the work.
Yep.
And then when Cole does the ladder match, have him take a big bump and get his rest for 5 minutes on the outside. Nobody will miss him.
Right, exactly. Well, that's what I was thinking. It's like he's got to be – it's got to be the tag team championship first, because if a fluke accident happens, he gets injured on the ladder match, he can't go for the tag team championship. That's a big problem.
Yeah, I mean, your likelihood of getting injured in the ladder match is at least tenfold compared to a tag team match.
Correct.
At least tenfold, not 20-fold.
Now, we're not saying he can't get injured in the tag team, but if he gets injured in the tag team, then at least the 6-man ladder match will be a 5-man and it doesn't hurt anything.
Yeah, I mean, nothing's truly lost as much as I like Adam. It's
right.
Yeah. So, all right. A quick question. Do you think anybody's returning from injury?
I don't know anybody who's injured in NXT.
Drew McIntyre is.
Oh, I didn't realize he was injured. I just was wondering why he wasn't on this.
He got injured when Andrade beat him for the championship on that DDT because Drew held onto the rope and fucking tore his shoulder.
Right.
Up,
so. Okay. Yeah. All right. Maybe.
I don't know if he's healthy. I really don't.
I don't. Yeah. No. I'm going to say no just because I don't really.
All right. Do you think. I wish Carrie was here. She would actually know. I don't know if anybody else is coming, debuting, or sitting in the crowd, but I'm guessing James Storm, because I understand he was at SmackDown, and he's a free agent. But James Storm might just go main roster with Bobby.
True. James Storm, there is somebody they've been talking about that I thought would be great for NXT that just got released from Impact, and I can't think of who the hell it is now.
Oh, it wasn't Lashley, then.
Well, no, Lashley, I thought would be right on the main roster.
I think Lashley could be a Monday night surprise.
Yeah, I think he's definitely a Monday night surprise. Or, hell, even a Sunday night after Roman beats Brock surprise.
Yeah.
Or tag team partner for
Braun.
Braun.
Yeah. All right, match of the night. What do you got? You have Johnny and Ciampa.
I'm going with Johnny and Ciampa.
Okay.
God, that's going to be such a good match.
Do you really feel bad, though, if you're wrong? Like,
no.
You just know you're going to get a lot of good wrestling. So, like, I don't mind if I'm wrong here.
The only thing I'm going to be mad about is if neither the championship match, the NXT championship match, or the unsanctioned match don't deliver. At least one of them's got to deliver.
Impossible.
I know. Okay, we've said that before. We're going to talk about that later, too, in possibilities. But NXT doesn't have the track record that WWE does. Yeah. So, I don't think either. I think both of those are going to succeed. Because I don't think the ladder match can fail.
No, it's going to be a train wreck if nothing else.
Right.
We'll be entertained.
Yes. And then the tag team championship match, as long as it's decent, they got a lot of decent guys in there, so.
Yeah. All right. One other question. Will the best match of NXT be better than the best match of WrestleMania?
Ooh. Yeah,
that's a thinker. I say yes.
Okay. Time-wise, delivery-wise, yes. Just because I don't think anything's on Mania is going to get the full time it deserves. But, God, there's so many good matches at Mania.
I think at the end of the day, I think we're going to get a couple classics from both shows, but I think if you go by best match, I think the best match of the weekend is going to come from NXT.
I think so, too, just because the track record, again, the track record.
Because they get the time and they tell a story.
Yes. And so. Mania is not a story time. Mania is, you got 10 minutes, do what you can. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a spectacle. It's about a mile-long fucking entranceway. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's New Orleans, too.
Boo.
All right. Boo. So that is NXT TakeOver.
We're actually moving at a good pace.
We are. Surprising. We are. I'm surprised. Well, we'll probably get blocked out in Mania.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go.
Here comes the slow poet. And if it doesn't, hey, guess what? That's fine with me. This doesn't have to be a super long
are you
podcast.
You're using the Mania preview.
I am using the Mania preview. So we'll go through all of the questions that we have posted.
Excellent.
On the preview, we'll go over them as well. So we're going to start on Mania. We're just going to go through everything. If there's anything we want to talk about, maybe we'll tangent off like we always do. But let's go with the Cruiserweight, or the kickoff show. Let's start with the kickoff show. So this is the kickoff show as far as we know. Now, we could be wrong. It could change. Who the hell knows?
I mean, they announced that the kickoff show matches were the two Battle Royals and the Cruiserweight. That
they did.
Officially announced.
Okay. Wow, I'm surprised they announced it. Usually they just kind of like, hey,
yeah, they got
bitch.
Their heads out of their dicks.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Okay, so the Cruiserweight 205 championship match, Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali. Who's winning this? I'll start. I'm pretty sure this is going to Mustafa, as much as Kent hates to hear that one. It just it feels like they need someone fresh. Not that Cedric's not fresh, but I'm pretty sure he's already held it, hasn't he?
No, and that's the problem. Everybody keeps forgetting that Cedric Alexander has not had his chance yet. He's not had his opportunity, and they're like, oh, well, let's just give it to Mustafa. Excuse me, but Cedric was one of the most entertaining guys in the tournament when they first started 205.
It's true.
And he keeps getting overlooked time and time and time again. If they don't pull the trigger, I really don't think I ever want to talk about 205 ever again.
Wow.
Like, I'm really pissed off at how much they've overlooked this incredibly athletic and gifted dude.
He has, but the other guy, the other three that are now either arrested or fired, were
Aries
always...
Aries never got fired.
Well, okay, Aries...
Never got fired.
That's true, Neville never got fired.
They both asked for their release.
Yeah, but I was thinking more along the lines of the originals, except for Enzo. I guess Enzo wasn't original, but I don't know.
Right.
I do like Cedric. I really do. But I like Mustafa, too. I have no problems with Mustafa.
Yeah, so. Mustafa, he's going to be able to carry a feud because he's so great on the mic. Oh, he has no character, no mic skills. No, he has no charisma. No,
let's say he has natural charisma, actually. He doesn't have to do anything just to be like people like him.
He doesn't have wrestling charisma.
No, but he has natural charisma.
Yeah, you know who else had natural charisma as a champion? Jinder Mahal. And look at how well that run went.
That is true. When I look at Jinder, I think natural charisma. He seems like someone I'd like just because he's there. But he's definitely not a wrestler. Wrestling
right.
charisma. He doesn't really know
that. He's
wrestling.
Learned it, though.
He has definitely learned it. He
Which
has
we'll talk about later.
Up. Yes, we will.
I think putting it on Mustafa is a big mistake. Now, I will say this. And I guess this goes on to the next question. So I'll hold off. You ask the next question.
Okay, right. I was going to say, any interference by any of the 205 superstars? If yes, who? Now, what I honestly have no idea. I haven't been paying attention to this at all. But
Russell, when's the last time you actually watched an episode, a full episode of 205?
When did it first start airing?
Yeah, okay. I think I last watched a full episode back in the fall.
Yeah,
it's tough. Enzo was still the champion.
It's tough. Well, it's tough because honestly, let's face it, wrestling is, it's so much of your time already. Again, we've already talked about this a million times.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like watching 205 or NXT. Except I do pay attention to NXT because I love takeovers.
And plus, they have great matches, whereas 205 has some okay matches. And I understand it's getting better with Triple H in charge.
Yeah.
I just haven't made the time.
And that's the other thing. Triple H is in charge. It has gotten better.
My thinking is that there's going to be some kind of interference. Because are they just going to put the other cruiserweights in the Andre Battle Royal? Because that's fair.
Well, I think a lot of them are going into that. Because how many guys they have going into the Andre Memorial Battle?
They showed like 12 or 14 people last night. So there's going to be obviously way more.
Yeah, so 205 is definitely getting called into that.
But, I mean, come on. Gentleman Jack Gallagher versus Baron Corbin. Who are you taking in that Battle Royal spot? Yeah.
Well,
that's
Baron.
The problem. Unless all the 205s, like, gang rape Baron Corbin, it doesn't make much sense. But if that does happen, we all win.
That is true. All right, so you said there's going to be interference. Who do you think is going to interfere?
I don't know what his character's name is anymore, but Rockstar Spud, the GM. Or commissioner.
Oh, wasn't it like Damian...
It's something.
Something? Santa? No, definitely not Santa.
I think he's going to come out and he's going to make known like his quote-unquote chosen one. So
okay,
I that's my guess.
Whoever wins is his chosen one.
I think he's going to help somebody win.
Okay.
And that'll be his chosen one. I think.
And then that's automatic heel then, too.
Yes, I think that's... Triple H likes having a clear-cut heel or face commissioner, GM in charge. I think that's where this is going.
Okay. I don't disagree with that. I
obviously I haven't watched, so I don't know. But that's a guess.
I mean, when Enzo comes out and helps Cedric,
if Enzo, Neville, and Aries all came out and formed a group of disgruntled fired guys, that would be amazing.
Definitely interesting. All right, let's talk about the Andre Giant. Memorial Battle Royal. First, Kent.
Here's my question, Russ. Are you more interested in this match or the documentary?
More interested in the match because I could care less. I couldn't care less about the documentary.
Internet hates you. Really? You don't care about the documentary?
Nah.
Oh, my God.
I don't like to be fair, I don't like documentaries.
I've longed for a good Andre the Giant book with all the great stories, so I hope that this documentary hits it because... The things that that man did are just amazing. So
that's true. I'll say this: the one problem I have with documentaries is the majority of the ones I watch are either boring, completely made up and false and BS anyway, or
they are always biased.
Yeah.
Well, of course, Russ. Are you going to make a documentary and then make it on something that you hate?
And then
go and like side with the hate side.
Okay, no. let me go this route though. It should be objective, not subjective.
Michael Moore disagrees with you vehemently. Okay?
I know he does, and he's one of the reasons I hate documentaries.
Yeah.
He's not the only one, but he is darn close to being the biggest reason.
I wish he would get raped by Charlotte's dick.
That's a little rough. I don't know if I'd go that far for him. I don't think anybody deserves that punishment. Okay.
I do.
So
go on.
Let's go on with the first man eliminated. Who is your ultimate loser?
They hate the Revival, so I'm going with Dash Wilder. It could be Dawson. I don't know. I cry myself to sleep when I think about the Revival.
Yeah, talk about a team that got lost in the shuffle.
Wait, can I just... all right, sorry for the tangent, but for one second, let's have a good laugh here. The entire Raw Tag Team division is afraid of one man. That's what I learned in the main event segment of Raw.
Yep.
That's hilarious and that's wrong.
Whole roster. That's the problem with this. I understand why they did it. I completely understand. You can't have Braun in the freaking Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, especially if it's on the kickoff show. That is a waste of Braun's talent. But what they're doing...
What? Baron Corbin agrees.
Yes. Yes, he does. But... this is not good for the tag team division. Especially if he wins.
Yeah. Anyways, who you guys... Your first...
I'm going to go with Curt Hawkins. Because why not?
Russ, he's going to be one of the finalists, okay? He's going to make the final four, and you're going to sit there and be like, no shit.
He's going to win it. Watch.
That'd be so great if he went on a winning streak.
He
deserves it.
Yeah, definitely.
Good guy.
All right.
Wall breaker.
Who are the final two that you have, Kent?
It's funny because you went Raw and I went SmackDown.
It's true. I see that. Yes.
I went with Baron Corbin because I have an obsession. And I think the story they're going to try telling is that he's going for the second second time. I think the guy that's going to stand in his way is going to be Ty Dillinger. I think this is the night where they say, we're going to push this man. And then come Tuesday, they're going to talk about this man. And by the following Tuesday, they're going to say, we're not interested in pushing this man anymore. So, yay, there's your Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal winner, just like Mojo Rawley last year. Like, the Tuesday after, they're like, hey, look at what this guy did. And then by the next Tuesday, they're like, who the fuck is this dude?
Mojo?
Rob Gronkowski? What?
Now, I'm going a different route because of everything that happened leading up to WrestleMania. I'm going to say it's Matt Hardy and a reborn Bray Wyatt. Makes a lot of sense to me. They didn't mention every single person who's in the Battle Royal yet, so that means there's going to be some surprises. And a reborn Bray Wyatt would be a great way to introduce him and have him come back and be against, in the end, Matt Hardy. And I think they're going to give Bray Wyatt the win here on this one, just because of the, he's reborn. So,
and it's in New Orleans.
And it's in New Orleans. Fucking win. Yes, he does, desperately.
So, fact, he's not going to show up at WrestleMania, because WWE hates people.
Yep.
They hate people in their hometown. If Bray does come back, he's going to immediately get Kurt Hawkins.
Yes, right. So, I just basically cursed him, but, you know.
I cursed Ty Dillinger. I mean, I've basically kind of given up on Ty, but at some point, like, they got to give him some kind of rub, right? Like, I mean, hell, they gave Zack Ryder a rub once upon a time.
Yeah, don't give him a rub.
And immediately
lose it. And lose it a second later.
All right, excellent.
All right, so now let's go to the non-fabulous Moolah Memorial Battle Royal.
Come on, that's a great name.
That was good. When I read it last night, I was like, what? Then I called it, the non. I get it. All right, first woman eliminated. I am going to go with Becky Lynch because WWE hates her. Who do you got?
God, that is a great fucking choice. But I'm going for Mandy Rose because she's always the first eliminated any Battle Royal. And because WWE seems to hate her. I know your next question is going
to
be...
I'm getting to it. Sorry, I had to flick a cat in the ear because he wouldn't stop meowing. We are professionals, and he's still meowing. Son of a bitch. All right. So, who are the final two? I have Sasha and Bayley, mainly because they've been the focus of the non-important women, so...
Russ, do you even know how to spell Bayley?
Nope, not a clue. I just threw it down there. How do you spell it?
It's you gotta replace that. I'm just doing it.
Oh, okay.
I with an Y.
Oh, Bayley.
Yeah. So you're really going? You're gonna go for the most obvious thing?
Yep. Obvious choice is obvious in this one. I couldn't choose Becky.
It's gonna
Becky.
Be a double elimination. Like Sasha's gonna get eliminated, then she's gonna eliminate.
Oh, Bayley. No. The way I look at this is going to be Bayley's turning. This is where she turns heel.
Oh, God.
So.
I have Sonya Deville and Becky Lynch. I don't know why I went with Sonya. I kind of wanted to go Dana Brooke because she looked great on Raw.
But, okay. I know that what we saw with her and Ronda was dark. Sorry, I'm going off on a tangent here. But Dana was a flat-out heel on that dark part. And then the next week, basically, she's the face helping out Asuka or whoever.
Yeah, it's interesting. But you have to admit, Dana looked pretty good in that match. Granted, she was in the ring with Bliss and Mickey. But she held her own. She looked like she belonged in the ring, surprisingly, which she hasn't done in a very long time.
That's true. But the... I don't know. It's just so weird because I just saw that dark match, and then all of a sudden, there she is as a face. It was weird. That's the only way I can put it. It was weird. So, all right. So your final two are going to be Sonya and Becky. I couldn't go that route because Becky. So,
I think they got to have one from each brand. I don't know. I think they have to go because not only that, Rush, you're putting two Raw. As the final two in both Battle Royals.
Yep, I know I'm wrong somewheres.
Fair enough. And you got Bayley winning as a heel?
Yes, Bayley winning as a heel. Could you fix the Bayley, though?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. All right. And I have Becky because they can't keep dicking her over, can they? They will.
They will. That.
If she doesn't go to Raw in the roster shakeup,
Yeah, no, she's not, because they don't like... I'm telling you, WWE hates Becky.
Yeah, but they're going to have Asuka and Charlotte on SmackDown.
True. Well, Charlotte could get pushed back to Raw.
Nope. By the way, did you hear her promo? Well, we'll make fun of her later.
Well, we're about to make fun of her right now.
Oh, yay, because I really want to make fun of her acting.
Yes.
Because she did it this week. Did you hear?
Yes, she did. It was very fun. I watched it this morning, so... all right, SmackDown. We're going to the main roster now. SmackDown Women's Championship.
The main card.
Yes, main card. Did I say main roster? Yes, I meant main card. Main card. SmackDown Women's Championship. It's the streak versus the title. Charlotte versus Asuka. First of all, will we see Ric Flair?
Yes, I think he's going to be on the kickoff show and he's going to be crying.
I think we're definitely going to see him at some point, definitely. 100% sure. All right. And definitely crying when his daughter loses. All right, who's entering first?
I think Asuka. I think they're going... Like, WWE is very inconsistent in having its champions coming out second, but this definitely seems like with two faces, they're going to have the champion come out second. So, Asuka first.
Yeah, I think Asuka's coming out first, too, because if they're going to do anything special... Well, they're both going to get special entrances, I think, honestly. But... I don't know. It just feels like Asuka should come out first to this one.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, any special entrances? Yeah. It feels like it, right? Especially if this is the first one, this feels like they're going to give them both something. Maybe not crazy special, but...
Isn't Asuka, like, one of the most perfect wrestlers to do a special entrance because you do so many different things with, like, Asian culture?
Oh, absolutely.
Japanese culture. Like, I think she is, like, one of the most picture-perfect people. It's kind of like New Day. New Day should always have a special entrance.
Right.
I think Asuka's the same way.
Yeah. I think that's definite. And if she gets one, Charlotte's definitely getting one.
I think Charlotte's is just going to be more about the prestige and the robe and the...
Right. Woo. Right. But I think that's also part of being special. I don't think it's going to be... It's not going to be like Triple H special. It's going to be more of a trumped up version of the same thing they normally do. So, all right. How is this going to be victory-wise? Pin or submission? I clearly went submission because they're both submission specialists. So, go ahead, Ken. I can't hear a word you're saying if you're talking to me.
Thank you for stealing my first line, word for word, that I wrote down.
I know, I looked at it
too. There's nothing original about anything Russ just said. He literally read my response.
Except you didn't choose that.
Oh, no, of course I didn't. But so, I did write both of them are submission specialists.
Yes, you did. I did steal that.
Here's the thing. Are you going to make one of them tap? No.
Charlotte's tapped before, though, so...
Well, yeah, she tapped that ass, but whatever the case may be. No, I think it's going to be a pin. I don't think either one's going to be made to look weak.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out where the question is.
Winner. Question mark.
Oh, winner. There it is. Wow, sorry, I couldn't read that. Winner. All right, I am choosing... Asuka, because I don't want Charlotte to be the one who ends the streak.
We're in New Orleans. And yeah, this is where streaks go to die. And here's the thing. Carmella is the longest reigning Money in the Bank briefcase holder in history now. Officially. I think Charlotte wins. Asuka gets pissed. Kicks her head off. And Carmella cashes into one of the biggest pops of the night.
And that would be...
F-A-B-O-L-A-S. Yes.
You are putting way too much...
Yeah, I know.
...stock into Carmella. I know you love her.
Well, anything because I want the actor who can... Emote?
We never even talked about it. I can't believe we didn't. We missed. Okay, let's talk about that. We completely dropped that.
Because it was so fucking bad. Like, I even wrote... I can't even read half of what I wrote to Tuan in my text because it is some foul language.
Yeah.
Wow, though. As soon as I heard it, I'm like, God damn it. I wonder if Russ is watching this right now.
I know. I watched it this morning, and she is doing what we always know she'll do. It's just acting.
I am normal. Now I'm mad.
Now I'm mad. Yes. So I'll talk more with intensity.
God, like, for all the WWE wants, like, put their stock in Charlotte, hire a goddamn acting coach for her then if you're going to put that much stock in her, right?
She reminds me of, I can't think of it, Captain Kirk. I can't think of his name.
Shatner?
Yeah, Shatner. She reminds me of Shatner so badly. Like, every time she talks, I'm just like, she doesn't stop as badly as he does, but she does that. She'll do that point of inflection so we can stop and talk more dramatically.
It's funny that you bring up Shatner, and this is a tangent, but it's wrestling related. On WWE.com, they had a bunch of superstars singing With My Baby Tonight, the Jeff Jarrett song from the mid-90s, and Corey did his rendition in a William Shatner voice. It's a great video.
Good for him. I'm sure, I have to watch that. I'll check that out. All right, so who do you have winning, Kent? You didn't really...
Oh, yeah, I have Charlotte. Yeah, no. WWE does not like her to lose at pay-per-views. I don't care if there's a streak or not. I don't care what the internet thinks. I don't care what common sense thinks. We are in fucking New Orleans where all hopes and dreams go to die.
Does she still have that streak intact? Or she lose it somewhere? The winning at pay-per-views.
I don't remember the last time she's lost at a pay-per-view. I know that much.
Neither, now that I'm thinking about it, but I'm pretty sure they dropped it. They haven't mentioned it in a long time.
Huh.
All right. Let's move on, because we've wasted enough time in this crappy match. All right. The U.S. Championship Fatal 4-Way match. Randy Orton versus Rusev versus Jinder Mahal versus Bobby Roode.
I just want to say this. I only put this match at number 2 instead of number 3 because I didn't want to come off clearly sexist on matches that I cared about. But realistically, I would have switched 2 and 3 around.
I got you. I am totally... Honestly, to be honest, I think the Curtain Jerker is going to be the Raw Championship match, so...
Oh, God, they're not going to kill the crowd that fast. No.
Oh, really? I thought they'd get it over with to keep the crowd, you know...
No, that's going to be in between the two main events. That'll be match 10.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Good point, yeah. All right. We don't care about this match. All right, let's go. Order of entrances. So, yeah, go ahead, Kent. What do you think the order is going to be?
Basically, apparently you and I went the same. We bookended the same. I went with Bobby Roode because I think he's going to get the biggest entrance. Then I went with Jinder, then Rusev, then the champion. Although, rumor has it that Rusev wants to do something very special, ride on something very special, yes. And we all know how successful he is when that happens. But
maybe they'll remedy it. Maybe they'll remedy it.
Maybe. I mean, is there a possibility to have him ride on a tank and not be the first one out?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know how it would work, but yes. I think Bobby is definitely the first one out because the glorious... That's going to get everybody pumped.
Do you have to leave that towards later so the lights can go down, though? Doesn't this have to be one of the later matches?
I think so. I don't think this is going to be in the... Well, no, this could be the enter. This could be the opener.
I know, which kind of... I don't know how they're going to Bobby Roode it, then. That's my only concern, because Bobby usually has the lights go down and then has a big show for his special entrances.
Yeah, well, maybe that's how they'll start it. Maybe they'll... Just start the whole show like that.
He's got to have a good one, though, right?
Yes. You said special entrance. Here's the thing. Is anything Bobby Roode do special considered for Bobby Roode? Or is it just more of the same, just more in spectacular form?
Well, if you go back to his NXT entrances, he had the one where he had the choir singing behind him all in white. And he
that was awesome.
The platform. They had the piano one. They had the one where he came out with the 6 strumpets that all did not look like they gave a fuck other than collect a paycheck.
Yep.
So like he's had his special entrances, but they've repeated the piano once or twice.
That's what I'm saying with him. It's like they're special to most people, but to Bobby, it's just like Tuesday.
Well... Yeah, but since Bobby's been on Tuesday, he has not had many special anythings.
That's definitely true. He is definitely not very good on commentary. Holy crap. It was like pulling teethless.
I was shocked by that. I thought for sure he...
Yeah. Definitely not... And Corey didn't help anything, actually. So, I blame Corey a little bit.
That whole segment felt flat to me. Very flat. Yeah.
Alright, so I said Bobby, Rusev, and if he comes in a tank... I mean, Rusev and Jinder are going to get their Sunil and... I can't think of his name. Aiden. Are going to do something for them.
Could you imagine Aiden singing as Rusev is riding a tank?
That would be amazing, especially if he's on the tank on top of it singing.
Oh my god, yes.
That would be
great. WWE, listen to us.
That's gold. That is, if he doesn't win then, if he doesn't win, he comes in a tank, Aiden singing on top of the tank, Rusev Day. I don't know how I can respect WWE after if Rusev doesn't win.
Right. Yeah. All right, we all agree, though, Randy's coming out last as champion. That makes
sense. Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I feel bad for him, because what the hell are they going to do for him to come in?
Well, I mean, hopefully it'll be just as good as last year's entrance for him.
You mean that snake really slithering down the entranceway?
Yeah, it's real creative. Yeah.
That was so fun. Yeah. Good match, too. Yeah. All right. So who takes the loss? I think Randy's going to do the loss. I think he's going to take it.
I was torn between Randy and Jinder. I went with Jinder, though.
Fair enough. I can see it's definitely a possibility. I know Bobby won't take the loss, or at least doesn't feel like Bobby's going to take the loss. But I don't think he's going to get the win either, because who wins?
It's a day that ends with Y, so it's got to be a...
It's got to be Rusev Day.
Yeah, I did some shit.
Yeah, I think we both... Yeah, Rusev.
Like, the only reason I didn't go with Randy, by the way, is because that... leaves Rusev versus Randy as a matchup where Randy says, I never lost my title. That's the only reason I went that way.
Well, the reason I don't think Randy's winning it is because I know he's taking time off.
Well, he was supposed to have back in, like, January.
Yes.
What's happening?
Well, I think they kind of coerced him to stay until WrestleMania, at least, by giving him the time.
I hope he gets a good break. He deserves it.
Oh, absolutely.
He's been very durable as of like the past year.
And if he doesn't want to work, he doesn't have to. He's at that time where if he wants to take a few months off, rest, relax, I think he's earned it.
John Cena sure as hell gets to.
Well,
came around the same time.
To be fair, John Cena isn't sitting around doing nothing, so.
He is a lazy bum.
He totally is. All right. Let's move on.
Let's talk about the greatest match of the night.
Let's talk about the match of the night. And that is the Raw Women's Championship match. Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax. Will Mickey accompany Alexa to the ring?
Nay.
No. I think it's going to be more of a... She comes down and Fs things up later.
Although I will say this. If Mickey's not in the Battle Royal, I completely withhold the right to change my answer on the spot.
Okay, fair enough, because I guess that would be true. If she's not in the Battle Royal, then she's coming down with Bliss. Or, yeah. Any special entrances?
I don't think there's going to be time.
Nope. All right, you got to cut a couple of them with no special entrances. This is one of them. Will there be any outside interference? If yes, by who? I said yes, Mickie James. Cause if Nia's not going to win, it's got to be interference.
I say no.
Okay. And will this match go longer than 7 minutes?
To reiterate my past three responses, no.
No. If this goes longer than 7 minutes... All right. I just want to say this. If this goes longer than 7 minutes, and for some reason the IC title match only gets 10, I am going to be fucking furious.
I smell another photo shoot of Russ rioting.
I didn't say that. I'm not promising anything. So, who do you got winning this thing?
No. I don't know. I
originally thought Nia, and I even wrote Nia on the thing, and now I'm really starting to think Alexa's going to win it. They're not going to change every single title. This Alexa's got to keep it.
I think Nia wins maybe by count out or something. So I say Nia. I'm sticking with Nia. I think this is a feud that's just beginning. This has legs to go on for
months. It does. It does. That's why I'm really starting to think that Alexa's going to win it. Completely cheap.
But Alexa doesn't need to win it in order for the feud to continue.
That's true.
She can cheat. She can get DQ, count out. That's why I'm still going Nia.
Okay.
And then The Rock comes out and holds her hand.
Oh, God.
And then Roman Reigns comes out and they have a three-way.
Ew. All right. So, championship changing hands. I said yes, but now I'm starting to think no.
Good decision making. I'm just going straight up no because I like the N-word for every response for
you
this.
You did. You really went negative on that one.
Yeah, I sure did. And by N-word, right. I meant no.
People. Yes, I know. The small N-word.
Yeah.
Yes. Not something else that we're not supposed to say.
Naggers.
Yes, damn naggers.
I hate when people nag me.
So annoying.
Go on.
Which is why on South Park, people who annoy you.
The cameraman's response to that is one of the funniest goddamn things I've ever seen in my life. It still is.
That's one of the best episodes ever. I haven't been keeping track in the last 15 years, but I remember that one clearly.
All right, let's move on.
All right, moving on to the SmackDown Tag Team Championship Triple Threat Match, Usos versus New Day versus Bludgeon Brothers. Order of entrance. I guess I'll go?
Go.
I'm going to say Bludgeon Brothers first, then New Day, and then the champions Usos.
All right, so you and I had I have New Day, then Bludgeon, then Usos, and I'm kind of curious. Like, my rationale is that New Day is almost definitely getting a special entrance, but it doesn't have to be super special, so they could be in the middle. But I guess Bludgeon Brothers would make sense since they're the bad guys to come out first.
Right.
Is that your rationale?
That was my reasoning, and I also thought maybe, you know, since they might have something to do with hammers and people hammering, it might just be something that they have to set up.
So you're saying that they're going to get MC Hammer to come out and dance them down to the ring?
Oh my God, that would be amazing. I would instantly cheer and want them to win. Although I want them to win anyway.
I was going to say, you don't want them to
win. But I want them to win anyway. The only ones, I feel bad for the Usos. I don't see them getting a special entrance on this one.
What are they going to do? Come out in, like, orange jumpsuits?
That's what I was thinking. What are they going to do? Come out
in jail? Are they going to have, like, people dressed as cops, like, leading them down, like, in handcuffs?
Yeah. Even though it's the Usos penitentiary, so technically they should be the wardens, not the...
Oh, yeah. It's very confusing. I don't know what they can do for a special entrance, but I hope they get one. They deserve one.
Oh, absolutely. 100% they deserve. I'm just glad they're getting a friggin' match.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Any special entrances? I said all.
I said
although I still can't say Usos.
I don't see Bludgeon Brothers getting anything, but if MC Hammer, I don't care. I will admit I was, you know.
Who takes the loss? Okay, I didn't want to specify who, because I don't know.
Well, that's the whole point in order to earn points, Russell. You need to really rethink your values.
Because if Kofi, who's in it? Kofi? Big E?
Don't know, Russ. We're taking the fucking chance.
Is that why we're taking it? We're taking a chance. All right, I'm going to go with who's taking this loss. I'm going to go with Xavier, even though he's probably not going to be in the match.
All right, and I took Kofi, and most likely it's just going to end up being Big E then.
Yeah.
Or Jay.
And since you took Luke, I'm just going to take Eric.
It would be nice for Rowan to finally get...
like, a pin.
A pin. And I mean, they've never been tag champions.
Nope.
Oddly enough.
Seriously. Well, they definitely deserve the win.
Let's remember like 2.5 years ago, Luke was the heel and Eric Rowan turned face for some reason in the Survivor Series with Sting. And then like a year later, last year, Luke was a face and Rowan came back as a heel to help Bray. And now they're best friends
again. It's wrestling is so finicky.
they're brothers.
It is. Bludgeon. True. Bludgeon, yes. Not Hammer Brothers. Because that's copyrighted. Mario Brothers. Hammer Brothers.
Yep.
All right, let's make sure because you seemed confused a second there.
No, I just done the Mario theme song.
Is that what you were doing? Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. All right, let's move on. No, there is something I want to talk about. Does this have potential to be the match of the night? I say night, not weekend, because there's definitely no way it's going to be weekend.
Well, anytime you get New Day and Usos together, yes. But, I mean, the same question could be, does this have potential to get most fucked over on time?
Yes!
100%. That's my other concern. I think this is one of those matches that is seriously in jeopardy of getting a 7-minute treatment, unfortunately. I hope they get the, you know, at least 15 to 17 minute range. They deserve it.
Right, and that's where I agree with you on that one. It does have a chance to be the match of the night, but it also has a chance to be completely screwed over in 5 minutes. So
here's the thing. If WrestleMania is supposed to go until midnight, it's a 5-hour show with only 11 matches on the main card. If you average that out, that's 2 matches an hour, a little bit less, or a little bit more, whatever.
A little more, you know what I mean. Yeah, a little more.
And so there's no reason, there's no goddamn reason why any of the good matches should get less than 15 minutes. And no reason why Bliss and Nia should go more than 5.
But you do know they're going to pack it in with backstage segments, superstars, some asshole
Hall
singing.
Hall of Fame, yeah.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Plus the other segment we'll talk about much later.
Much later, all right.
All right.
So next we have the Raw Tag Team Championship match. And by the way, we have no idea what order these are going in. We're just going through the matches. Except the ones we know are the main event. So, Raw Tag Team Championship match. The Bar versus Braun Strowman and his mystery partner. Who comes out first? It's got to be The Bar, right?
See, that's the shitty thing. It has to be so you can see their reaction to who Braun chooses.
So, right, exactly.
But it's also shitty because champions should always come out second. But in this case, it's not. They have to do it the other way. They have to.
They have to do it. Yeah, they have to put Bar out first. Any special entrances? I said no, honestly. I hope for Sheamus and Cesaro
I think they're
going to
get something cool. I think they're due. They've been the most consistently best tag team the past calendar year.
True. But the only thing, like, with Braun, definitely isn't going to get something special just because...
What's he going to do? Come out in a monster truck and then pick it up and flip it over?
I was going to say, no, he's not going to come out in a monster truck. He's going to come out with a monster truck on him. Like, he's going to carry it out. And his partner's going to be inside.
Yeah. And here's my partner. Fuck, man. No, Braun definitely. Whoever's mystery partner is could, but I don't see the point in having a special entrance for somebody not planned.
Yeah, exactly. So, there's
Bar's our only hope.
Speaking of it, who is Braun's partner? I not getting any. Since I didn't realize we were doing this for points, I'm definitely not getting points. But
well, you can always alter it until Sunday. So.
That's true. I said, God willing, it will
Shawn
be God.
Michaels'
yes.
Partner.
Well, we talked about Shawn Michaels last week, and I thought, you know why? His tag team partner hasn't made an appearance in a long time. So God himself will join Braun Strowman.
Am I the only person that really enjoyed the whole brains thing on Raw? Because I thought that was kind of funny. It reminded me a little bit of Abyss and Joseph Park on TNA. So
I don't remember it, so I missed part of Raw.
Oh, well, Braun said that he was going to show who his mystery partner was, and he came out in a...
Oh, as his brother, Brain. Yes, I didn't know his name was Brain.
Brains and Braun. I thought it was clever.
That was clever. All right, yeah, I do remember that now. That's right. I didn't know his name was Brain. I didn't hear that.
I know Samoa Joe. There's been so many fucking rumors about who it's going to be. Big Show is one of the bigger names. I've heard everybody from Hulk Hogan to any retired legend. I've heard it could be somebody from NXT. You know, fuck, man. It could be Lars Sullivan, which would be incredible. I got to go Samoa Joe, though.
I don't think it's going to be Samoa Joe. He's a heel. And...
Right, but the crowd would go crazy, and this will also play into something else we talk about later.
Okay. No.
The very next thing.
Will Braun's partner turn on him in the match?
So you're saying that God is going to turn on Braun?
Of course.
I just want to reiterate this.
How is Braun going to win? God is turning on him, yes.
It wouldn't be the first WrestleMania in New Orleans that God's turned on somebody.
Exactly. So might as well be on Braun this time.
Poor Braun. Yeah, I got Samoa Joe just getting sick of this shit and being like, no, I'm just going to choke him out. And yeah, I don't know. Samoa Joe's one of the best dickheads in the business.
He is. He's really good. All right, so who takes the loss?
Braun.
Braun.
Because they just hate the fans right now.
Well, even if he loses, he's going to lose and come back and do something crazy. That's what I think.
Well, especially if his partner turns on him, it's a reasonable way for him to lose.
Yes.
It's one of the few times that they can have him lose and be like, no, this seems reasonable without hurting him in any way.
And wouldn't you expect him to come out and do, or come out afterwards and do something crazy?
Right. Like, go over to Samoa and flip the island over.
Right. Or maybe take the rest, go up to the WrestleMania sign, pick it up, lift it, and chuck it.
And then point at it as it's flying away.
And point at it as it's flying, yes. Yeah. Oh my God, can we just stop real quick 1 second? The amount of friggin' sign pointing this goddamn week has been annoying. Like,
I'm telling you, if you do the take a shot every time somebody points at a sign for the month of March into April, every single night of wrestling, you will be tanked.
Yeah, you'll be in a coma. Alright, and who gets the win?
Well, I think you just went opposite of me.
I did go opposite of you just to be opposite. Yeah.
I went Sheamus. I don't care really who wins it.
Me either.
Actually, I'm happy with whoever wins this match. This is one of those matches where, and we didn't say this before, but like even the New Day match or the Bliss and Nia, almost any of the matches right now, I don't really care who wins. There's not many matches where
I thought we were going to talk about this later.
Huh?
I thought we were going to talk about that later. That's why. We can talk about it now. Yeah, we can talk about it now. It's fine. You're right.
If you look at the card, there's many matches where you sit there and you go, well, if I'm wrong, I'm not going to be totally disgruntled as long as they do it in a good way.
Right. See, that's what the beauty of this Mania is. There are so many matches that I don't really care who wins it outright. There are some where I'm like, okay, I don't want them to win it.
Charlotte.
Right. Even though you picked her. For the most part, I just want to be entertained from a lot of these matches because there's so many. If they win, I look at it and go, okay, if this person wins, okay, I see some positive things going afterwards. Either side on all of them have that, except for very few.
Yeah, there's very probably few. Like three or four that I more particular one side.
Yeah, right. Like the next match we're going to talk about, I'm kind of particular.
Yeah,
but
yeah, so. All right. Let's talk about the next match.
Oh, shall we? All right. So, this next match, Daniel Bryan, Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. If KO or Sami loses, they're not fired. They just don't get their jobs back in SmackDown. And that was very obvious that they said SmackDown.
What? What? Are they trying to set something up, Russ? Tell me more.
Well, they were very clear to say SmackDown. They would no longer be a part of SmackDown. Oh, so there's always
so
that.
They could join TNA. They certainly could. Ring of Honor.
Yes.
Japan.
Yep. Possibly Raw or
what?
NXT.
Oh my God, that'd be
or
so
205
great.
Live, which I don't think either of them match, but
Sammy
might be able to. Yeah. And maybe that's why KO has been slimming down.
He is looking good. I'm just saying, if I had a man crush this week, I'd give it to KO for losing the weight.
I really like his mat or his shirt he had.
Oh yeah, the KO Mania.
KO Mania 3. Yep.
Big fan of it.
That was good.
But and you know, you and I talked about it. Like Sami Zayn was killing it last night on the mic.
Totally, he is such a good. He knows how to pick somebody and hit them below the belt so expertly. Because one of the Sammy going after Birdie was excellent. He didn't go after enough to make us all completely hate him, but you never go after somebody's kid. He
Especially a baby.
Yeah, but he did it just right because he didn't make it so it was insulting to Birdie, but it was just enough to be like, boom. You know, he did it right. He did it right the way he did it, and I really liked it. I thought
backstage, you know damn well, like they all had a good laugh about how good that promo was going to be. Like, you know that they got together and they were like, this is going to be fucking great.
Yeah, it was really well done. If Sammy is not going someplace after this big marquee storyline, I don't know what they're going to do because Sammy's shown that he deserves a push.
Absolutely. And I want to say kudos to Shane McMahon. I don't give it to him much. But if you think about him over the years, he has always identified good people to be in feuds with. Yes. Like, he's never in a feud with somebody that's terrible. Like, he's always in it with somebody that we appreciate.
Yes. And that's the other thing, too. You're talking about Shane McMahon, I found this interesting. I didn't realize it until recently, but he's strictly talent. He's nothing else. He doesn't have any other role.
Excuse me. Just, what was it, last week or the week before we saw him backstage with Vince?
His father?
Yeah, but he had, like, a headset on. So he's working for them backstage, Russ.
Did he have a headset on? Because it didn't look like it when I saw the pictures.
I could be wrong, but for my argument, I'm going to make up the fact that he did. I'm talking like Charlotte.
To get your point across?
Acting.
Yeah, no, I read it that he is strictly talent. They were showing the salaries, right, and he's strictly talent. So if he's strictly talent, then technically him having matches is fine, right?
Sure. I mean, he's no different in a lot of ways than, like, Heyman. Like, I mean, Heyman comes out, cuts the promos, except Heyman doesn't have the matches.
Which, because he can't. Physically, plus he's not really a wrestler, so.
Yeah, I don't even know if he could take a bump anymore. That dude's getting up there in years.
Yeah, he is. Just like, I hate seeing Vince take bumps.
Oh, God, it makes me cringe, yeah.
Yeah. So, any special entrances? God, we totally tangent this one, alright.
Yeah, we were doing good on time until we got to this.
Alright, any special entrances? No. Doesn't need to be.
So.
No. Daniel Bryan alone coming out to the Yes Chant.
Yeah.
It's going to be big enough. They don't need anything. Now, when you said this question, I got to clarify. Will anybody get a bigger pop than Daniel Bryan? Is that for the night or just for this match?
For the night.
For the night. Okay, still no.
We know somebody's going to be showing up there. And that's going to be a tough one, man.
It depends on how they play it. It depends on if they put it at the end of the night. You're right. I think he'll get the biggest pop.
And if Hogan comes out, though, I mean,
you think he'll come out?
If Hogan does come out, Hogan's pop is going to be enormous.
I don't know, especially with the Me Too movement going on, especially with, you know.
Oh, you and I, we both agree. Me too. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
You and I are both going to pop for Hogan.
Me too. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Hardcore wrestling fans are going to be there. They don't give a fuck about movement.
True.
So I don't think it's going to matter. As soon as fucking Real American hit, that crowd would lose their shit before they're like, oh, God, he said the N-word before. No, they're going to lose their shit for a moment. And that could possibly... I don't think there's going to be a way to distinguish what the loudest pop is.
Well, that's true. The problem with Hogan is, though, since it's been completely... If it does happen, it's been completely left quiet, it will get a huge pop. Taker, we'll talk about later... but it depends on how they do it. If it's at the end of the night, I don't think anybody's getting a bigger pop than Taker.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to all that.
Yeah. So, all right. Will anybody turn heel or face during or after the match? No. I don't think so.
I think so, man. I gotta go with my gut. I gotta go with what I talked about last fall.
There's no way they're turning Daniel.
Yeah, and you told me there was no way Daniel Bryan was coming back for a match. So,
I didn't say, to be fair, I never said he wasn't coming back for a match, ever.
To be I could probably pull up audio stating otherwise.
Could you pull up audio as in, like, you cut the audio where I say, no, Daniel Bryan will not be in a match at WrestleMania.
I think you know by now that I do not have the talent to do that.
That's true. I don't think so. That's one of those things, you know, where those feel-good moments in WrestleMania screwing up, that's one of those ones where they'd screw up. But that's a bad decision, turning him heel at WrestleMania.
Like, you know, the greatest WrestleMania known to man for most fans, WrestleMania 17, ending with Vince helping Stone Cold? Yeah. The greatest WrestleMania by most fans ended with Stone Cold aligning himself with his arch nemesis and turning heel.
The difference is Daniel Bryan. Okay, the difference is that Daniel Bryan is just coming back and he's the biggest face they have. If you turn him heel, which I'm fine with, I'll be on record saying I'm fine with them turning him heel. I don't see it being possible. I just see the fans just turning and going, okay, now he's heel. We're all heels with him.
I think that's the glory of this. I think they're going to turn Sammy and KO face, and I think Shane's going to go all out heel. As a matter of fact, I think we're seeing Authors of Pain or Sanity coming out during this match.
Interesting. All right, who takes the loss? I'm going with Zayn.
And I went with the guy who rhymed with Zayn and Shane.
All right. Who takes the win? Daniel Bryan. If they're going clean, straight out, Daniel Bryan's definitely winning this one.
Right, and since I can't choose Daniel, I have to go with Zayn because I love Sammy.
Yes.
Worst question of the night.
Yes. Will Daniel Bryan do a diving headbutt? No.
Yes. Unfortunately, regrettably, we're in New Orleans. Yes.
There's no way.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was just doing running drop kicks 2 weeks ago where he was landing on his head, basically.
Yeah, but it wasn't that bad. The diving headbutt is where... That's literally him saying, hey, screw my head.
Falling on your head is actually worse than the diving headbutt in many regards. I think
it's tomato, tomato.
And he's going to get yelled at.
I'm scared that you're right, so...
I hope I'm wrong.
All right, let's move on to another potential match of the evening.
This is it, man. This is the one. I keep having the sneaking suspicion this is going to be the one.
This could be the one for the weekend, too. There's a couple of matches coming up now. Intercontinental Championship triple threat match. The Miz versus Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins. Let's just talk about the match real quick, and then we'll go through our questions. You're right. These three guys have the formula, and they've been setting it up so badly for every Raw past few weeks that this is going to be the one that steals it.
How'd you feel about Miz on commentary this week? I thought it was a nice touch.
It was awesome, because he could not hide the fact of how happy he was having a newborn child. It's great. He had father euphoria. Euphoria, yes.
He wasn't a heel for that 15 minutes or whatever. Like,
nope.
They were just like, go out and talk, dude. And he did, and it didn't hurt the match, but the match itself also wasn't as good as I think people hyped it up to be. And you know, talked about
this. Yes. The match itself that night, I thought it was really good. I'm not going to say it was great or anything like that. I thought it was really good. But it was safe. And I think we talked about that. It was safe. Neither guy was ever in any... Like, it wasn't like big match, got to do those big move feels that could hurt somebody, potentially. It was just a normal... Their spots they took were safe spots.
It was almost a rehearsal.
Yeah.
And for that, I wouldn't even give the match a 6 because of how I felt during it. I was just like, they're playing it safe, and that was fine. Like, they had to have a big match, and that was, like, the big match of the night.
Yep.
And it worked, and they did it flawlessly.
It delivered good. It delivered well. I'm not going to say it was the best thing ever, but it delivered well.
What I like and I don't like... All right, I like when Seth does... Oh, I can't remember what the hell the move is. But then he rolls up and goes to do the Falcon Arrow, and in the past two times, Finn has countered it. He got the win the first time, and this time, Seth kicked out.
Like, Seth kicked out, yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Well, that's what I like about this. This is a great... The story has been building for this, which is really why I think this has the potential to completely steal the weekend. Because we've had the story... For all three of these guys, play out so well. And let's face it, The Miz, Finn, and Seth are three of the best WWE has to offer when it comes to match quality. So...
Are you worried, though? And here's my biggest concern. I didn't even ask the question, but I'm going to ask it now. Is there a concern that if Seth comes out in the flaming pants, we're not going to be able to take this match as seriously as we want to?
Yes.
Because yeah, that's a real legitimate concern.
There may be a point towards the end where we finally stop doing it because now the match is starting to get really down to the nitty gritty. But in the beginning, we're just going to be ripping on those pants.
The jokes are going to be flowing by that point. Yeah.
I'm hoping. Did he wear? I don't think he didn't wear the pants.
No, he actually had the nice red knee pad and I think the white knee pad this past week. I liked that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think he's not going to wear those flamers.
Yeah, until he comes down with a flaming entranceway and all of you, like, I'm going to watch Russ be morally crushed and devastated during that entrance, I believe.
Oh, God, no, please. I don't care if he comes down to some flames and stuff like that. Just not on your friggin' pants.
Burn it down.
Oh, no.
Now, here's my other question. Do you think this would be a... Would this be a great match to start WrestleMania with?
Or yes.
Would this be considered blowing your load too soon?
Nope. I think if you're going to start with a match, I honestly thought this is the match to start with. I don't care if it's the curtain jerker. This thing has the potential. Let it start it off, because here's the reason why. If it doesn't start it off, and it gets like towards the middle, and they're running out of time, what are they going to do? Sorry, guys. You had 15 minutes. Now you got 6.
Yeah.
Start this one off as the leader. They've got the time.
Still, though, I mean, realistically, even as long as you're in the middle, you're fine. It's match number 8, 9, 10, and 11.
I get boned, yeah.
Yeah, that's the biggest fear. But, all right, let's get on with the questions.
Okay, right. Okay, so order of entrance. I have Seth, Finn, and then The Miz. Go ahead.
I just have Finn, Seth, Miz. We both agree that Miz is getting the champion's last stand.
Yeah, and special entrance, yep. And I also think Finn's probably gonna come out as a demon, even though they haven't set this up at all for that, but...
Yeah, that's the problem. They haven't said a damn thing, so he should, but I don't think he's going to. And yes, I think Seth is going to do something very flaming.
Right, but I don't think it's gonna be that special.
Like,
so
The Miz could come out, though, like with Maurice and the baby or something quickly.
Yeah, I'd be awesome, actually. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I'd be 100% fine with that. I hope the Miztourage should hopefully look amazing tomorrow, Sunday night.
Yes. So. Anybody turning heel? I said no, but I do like your reasoning, so go ahead.
I think Seth is going to, and I think it's going, when he goes to SmackDown, because if everything goes the way I say with Zayn and KO going face, they're going to need a top heel. And Seth, as a guy who loses just barely, consistently whining, knowing how good he is a great gimmick for Seth. He's a great whiner.
He is. Who takes the loss? I honestly think The Miz will. I think he wants to lose the title, not it got lost. So.
Yeah. I agree, except I don't, because I have Seth.
Seth, yes. who gets the win? We both agree. It's Finn.
And good for Finn. I just saw he has a new shirt out that's, it's the rainbow thing, whatever. But good for him, because he's promoting equality, and he's the type of guy that they need, WWE. Like, they need guys like Finn and Miz to do all this promotional shit, like Mark Henry and Titus. Like, Finn's actually becoming one of those guys that contributes in more ways outside of the ring as well. So, kudos to Finn.
Right. And I think it's Finn's turn. He needs a championship up at the main event now.
What'd he do last year at WrestleMania?
Wasn't he still injured? Or no, they didn't put him in because he was fresh. He was ready to go, and they just left him off. Fantastic.
I just wanted to bring up that source.
I was about to say, you just wanted to bring that up, didn't you?
Yes.
All right, here comes the Nana Russ's match of the night.
Have you talked to him in a while?
Oh, my God. That guy can't shut up about Ronda. And I hate her, so...
I got to tell you something really quickly. Did I tell you that last week I got a message from Tom? This girl that he knows was like, I'm trying to find this guy who used to be on a TV show. I found a picture, but... Like, she found my Facebook picture, but I have the Voorhees mask on. She used to watch our show, Russ.
See, we have fans.
All
we just don't have any fans
later,
on podcast.
People are still trying to find us.
I know. Isn't that amazing? Right? We had fans. We blew it because we never took it to YouTube or anything like that. Because
YouTube didn't happen until after we were gone.
5 years after gone, almost, right? No.
It was probably about three.
Three or four, yeah. We I'm telling you right now, we missed that train. We missed it. If we were... YouTube came out right as we were doing the Milwaukee show, we would have been leaders of YouTube.
Yeah, we would have. Yeah.
How's that feel?
All right, now that we're depressed, let's get more depressed, because this match is going to go on way too long, and I don't give a single solitary fuck about it.
Okay, Ronda Rousey, Kurt Angle versus Stephanie McMahon and Triple H, and there's only one thing I care about.
The entrances?
The entrances.
Yeah.
So, order of entrances, I said Triple H and Steph, then Kurt and Rousey.
I agree.
You said the same thing. Will there be a special entrance? If go ahead. I said yes, definitely. But go ahead.
If this is your thunder. Being a no, then I don't want to watch Mania again.
Exactly.
Like, Triple H always has a good entrance. Except for last year. Wasn't last year the stupid motorcycle that made no real sense?
Eh, but at least it was a special entrance. I mean, you got to give him credit for at least being special. But you're right, it wasn't great. I'll also say this. That would be one of those bad decisions that hurt Mania if he doesn't come out with something special.
Since he has a little bit of power in the company, just a little bit, and Stephanie has a little bit of power,
tiny.
I think they're going to be fine.
Yes, me too. Will this match be good? I said, does laughing count? Because if so, then this will be great. It's going to be a comedy of errors.
I straight up hate any mixed tag team match. I avoid the MMC. I hated last year's Cena, Nikki, Miz, Maurice. Despite the great buildup, I hated the match. I hate mixed tag matches, so no.
You're right. It's going to be awful. Oh, my God.
Did you hear the latest rumor, by the way?
No. What is it?
What the rumor was that the finish is going to be Ronda somehow tapping out Triple H. I'm like, that can't even possibly be, because once a woman's tagged in, the
guy
has
to
get
leave. Out.
So yeah. Are they going to just break the rules here? Like,
well, it is WWE, so.
Uh-huh.
Will Ronda hurt anybody? I'll go first. I said no. I think they rehearsed the hell out of this thing. It's going to be very safe.
And I said herself, because technically, if she hurts Stephanie or Triple H, she's really hurt herself financially as well. So she can hurt herself in many ways in this match.
All right. Will Ronda and Stephanie be in the ring together for longer than 5 minutes? No.
God, please no.
No chance.
And yes,
no chance.
It's going to happen, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because there's going to be longer. Posturing and staring, and Ronda's going to be staring, and Stephanie's going to talk shit. It's going to be awful.
Yes, I agree. You're probably right. All right. Who takes the loss?
We agree on these last
Stephanie.
Things.
Yeah, Stephanie. Who gets the win? Ronda.
Kurt.
So
Kurt beats Stephanie like he always was meant to back like 15 years ago when him and
It's SummerSlam. Yes. Yeah.
God damn That's it. Right. That'd be amazing.
No. Wouldn't it be great if Kurt or she... This is how it ends. Oh my God, it works. Stephanie gets hurt. Kurt realizes it, picks her up, carries her out like he did at SummerSlam back then, and that's when Ronda gets the whatever bar, armbar.
Oh my God, that'd be such a great callback.
It would be.
By the way,
I'd definitely take it.
Is Triple H going so overboard that he had to sell Ronda, quote unquote, choking him with her hand? Like, he dropped to his knees instantly. I'm like, you're Triple H, dude. You're not going to drop your fucking knees.
That whole thing was god awful. First of all, Ronda tripping up on her, and I don't know what happened. She was going so well with it.
She really was, yeah.
I thought she was going to nail it, and then she botched it at the end. Which hand do you sign your checks with? And then she screwed up why she was going to do it. But the crowd knew where she was going with it at least, and kind of covered it a little bit, but she botched it.
Talk about a person getting the benefit of the doubt for botching. This girl is getting every single benefit of the doubt right now.
She really is. She's gotten lucky as hell with the fans, because I'm telling you right now, she botched that line was set up. She set up perfectly. I'm like, oh, this is good. She's nailing it. Oh.
Yeah, it was a
she
really
up
good setup. It was.
Yeah. Timing. Her timing is off. And she's going to lose that benefit of the doubt a lot soon.
I really think WWE is going to really try to re-sign Paul.
They need him for her, yes. All right. Let's stop talking about this because nobody cares. All right. Let's move on to our last of the 9 matches before I guess you get to the main event, technically, even though this should be really a main event.
Well, technically this may not happen if you heard the most recent rumor.
Oh, I have not heard it, so let's talk about it. All right, so let's talk about Undertaker versus John Cena. Is this match actually happening? Kent, I want you to say it on record. I'm saying yes. They have totally set this up to happen. What happens if they don't?
I am rioting.
Okay.
Riot gear somehow. I don't know, but yeah, that's happening.
So, what is this rumor you're talking about that it might not happen?
Rumor has it that Taker might just come out and not have the match and accept the challenge and do the whole Cena versus Rock year-long buildup.
Oh, so you mean take a whole year off and WrestleMania 35 it?
Yeah. Save it for WrestleMania 35, a bit, you know, a more.
If he touches Cena or attacks Cena, I still count it. Wouldn't you? As a match type thing? Well, definitely if it's sexually. Come on. We'll all be in for that.
I mean, we know something's going to happen. We just don't know if the match is going to happen. I still say they got to have the match. Like, fans are going to be so pissed and let down if this match doesn't happen, I think.
Yeah, or at least some... Yeah, you're right. They have set this up. Okay, WWE usually botches these things completely and horribly. They have set this up perfectly. Because I honestly thought they were going to give us an announcement on Monday. And I was like, this is what WWE does. But we talked about it last week where we said it's better if they just leave it until Mania. And they did
blow their load for once.
Yeah.
But isn't that also scary, though, that this might happen because the way they've set this up, this might happen?
Yeah, and I don't like that. Maybe that's why he doesn't want to wrestle. Maybe that's why Taker doesn't want to wrestle. It's New Orleans.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm definitely a little bit concerned about this, though. Gosh, I'm going to be... The fans are going to boo the shit out of this if they don't have a match. I think the fans will be pissed.
This is one of those big bad decision things. This has to happen. It has to. The match has to happen. They have set it up too much for us to make us wait in another friggin' year.
So if you had to bet your life on this, are you betting your life that this match is happening? Because the more I talk about this...
Not anymore. Nope, not anymore. I wouldn't bet my life on it. I might bet my... I don't really have anything I'd want to bet, actually.
Hairline.
So, that's already going.
I'd bet my hairline.
Yeah, it's a pretty safe bet for you. You're not going to lose too much.
All right, so we're under the assumption that this match happens, so that's how we're going to finish these questions.
We're going to go to the assumption that this match happens. They've already set this up. If this isn't the last match, they've done something wrong. Agreed?
Yeah, I mean, well, I told you, me and Twan had this conversation last night. He's like, how is this a bigger match than the title matches? I'm like, because you're talking about two of the five biggest WWF, WWE era wrestlers of all time. So if I tell you Austin Rock, Austin Hogan, Rock Hogan, Cena Hogan, if you put a combination of any of those five guys, any two of the five guys in a match, that's your WrestleMania
main event. Yeah, that's your main event, period.
Yeah.
And this is no exception. Cena Taker is the biggest thing. And anybody who disagrees with that, I don't care how bad the match is, because you're right, Taker's old, and he doesn't really have the wrestling ability anymore.
This is the last great WrestleMania match that they can have with those five guys, because Hogan's too old, Austin's retired, Rock and Cena already happened, and Rock versus Taker we've seen in the past, and it doesn't have the buzz that Cena versus Taker does.
Yes, you're right. And I don't know. When you told me that Twan said that, and I don't want to pick on Twan because he might be listening. Maybe.
Yeah, that's right.
But I always thought Twan was a fan because he watches it regularly like we do. He knows who everybody is. But when you say, how is Taker Cena not the main event, you're not a fan.
There was a lot of disappointment in that conversation.
It hurts because that any mention of Taker versus Cena, Taker versus Rock, even though it's happened before,
I mean,
I'd still take it.
Taker versus Roman main evented last year, and that's nowhere near as big of a match.
Right, but that's still a big one because that was the passing of a torch, even though the passing of the torch was already too late. Still.
Yeah. Taker still is WrestleMania. Taker and WrestleMania are synonymous.
Yes,
agreed. Let's go through the questions, man.
Okay, sorry. So how is this match going to get set up? So I'll just go through mine. I say Cena comes out, talks about loving this as a fan. He just wishes he could have had his match with Taker. Something like that, especially when I have it towards the end. And just be like, this is great. Now, what's great about this is if it's at the end of the night, the fans know what's going to happen. They know it's coming. They're going to get crazy for it. They're going to be cheering the hell out of it. Like, Cena's coming out now. Taker's definitely coming. And then I tell you, play it up. Play it up completely. Cena's like, well, that's it. That's the end of the show. Sorry, guys. I told you, I can't just have a match with Taker if he's not here. puts the mic down, starts walking out. The commentators are like, "What? I guess that's it, folks. We'll see you later." As soon as they do that, boom, lights go out completely. And then you hear the dong.
Did you say dong?
And that's, yes, because I don't like saying bong, because that sounded wrong.
Gong is the word you were looking
gong,
for.
Gong, yes, I was looking gong. Dog is a penis, you're right.
Oh.
And that's where you hear the gong. How crazy would the fans go?
It would be perfect. It really would be.
It's not going to happen that way. It's just perfect.
Right. You know, like, I talked about it being during the Elias segment, but we now kind of, we don't have confirmation, but we have a good suspicion that Elias is going to be involved with somebody else.
Yes. If you smell what they're cooking.
The only other thing I came up with was that Cena makes a save in a post-match beatdown. And then, like, you know, they get in the ring and interview him, be like, "Hey, weren't you supposed to be a fan tonight? What are you doing coming in here?" He's like, "Well, I'm going to go back to being a fan." And then the dong hits. The gong.
Oh, can we please not let that die? Because I didn't mean that.
And that's kind of where I went with it. I was thinking, like, if Daniel Bryan was getting beat down, that'd make perfectly good sense for Cena to come in and help.
Yeah.
So that's where I was going. I actually like yours better.
Mine would be the ultimate setup. Like,
it's best case scenario, which also tells me it's not happening, but
not happening, correct. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. But I mean, they've set it up for it. Everything they've done up to this point sets it up for that ending. Perfect. So it's not happening. All right. Will Taker look good or bad in the ring, considering we have seen him both ways recently? I'm going to say better than last year, because last year was sad.
Last year wasn't so bad. It was the year before he looked terrible against Bray.
Yeah, but he won that one, so.
Yeah.
Don't look that bad in winning. You look bad in defeat.
Because he looked bad against the Unmentionable, and then he looked bad against Bray, but last year he had a little bit more spring in his step. And that, you know, I just want to go back to this quickly. Like, this is another reason why you can't do the whole year-long build, because at Taker's age, you never know if he's going to get hurt in January training. Like, if he's right. healthy, you have to have the match now. You just have to. That's all. And right. Yeah, I think he's actually going to look good. I think he, well, clearly Michelle McTaker's been posting pictures on Instagram. We know he's ready.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to wait a year. They cannot do that to us again. Especially with the Brock crap.
Yep. Don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's so happening. All right. Next question. Who gets the win? Taker. Because Cena definitely doesn't need it.
Yeah.
Then the Taker needs it either, technically, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a match between two guys that do not need the win, but I think Cena knows that his career is winding down, and I think this is a match... I think Cena genuinely wants this match. I think he wants to do the job for once.
I think Cena... Okay, let's be honest. Cena, other than the Baron Corbin stuff, that is not official, because we don't know if that really happened or not.
I don't think that was on Cena. I think that was on WWE once we found out about the meetings about the concussions, remember?
Right, yeah.
I think that was just punishment.
I think Cena has been on the right side of what he should be doing right now. Yes, it took him so long, but I'm going to be honest. Let's be honest. If we were all in his position, we'd want to stay at the top as long as possible. And if WWE say, "You're going to get the win," what are you going to do? No, I think he deserves the win because he's the better wrestler. Fuck you. You're all going to say, "I want the win." Yeah, sure. Okay, I got it.
The only time you do that is if you know you can make money in a long-term feud like Brock and Goldberg did. Brock got talked into letting Goldberg defeat him soundly, and that made a lot of sense.
Right.
That's like the exception to the rule, and I agree.
Right. Like, but now I think Cena's really, is he at the point now, he's like, "I don't need the wins. Who cares?" He's got other things going on, a lot more other things. He's giving back to the industry that got him where he is.
Well, shit. Taker offered to lose his streak how many years ago to Kane? Like, Taker's also been the mindset. I think Vince has been the driving force behind the streak for all those years.
Maybe. I know streaks are meant to be broken. They just did it really badly. Yep. Let's not get back into that. That was last week. So, yep. All right. How is this finisher? Tombstone.
Yeah.
Seems definitely wants a tombstone if he's going to get it.
I think it's going to be a really sloppy transition from an AA into a tombstone. And I mean sloppy as hell, like Ronda Rousey sloppy.
Oh, my. Okay, we forgot to talk about that. So, Ronda, we talked about Triple H. She chokeslammed Triple H. That was the most awkward slam into a table. We're back to Ronda. Sorry. You just
Wait,
reminded me of that.
Her slam or when Stephanie slammed Ronda?
Stephanie slamming Ronda into it. That was the worst. I don't know if it was Stephanie's fault or Ronda's fault, but man, that was bad. It was so terrible.
Yeah. I agree.
All right. Okay. Let's get into the main events for the titles.
Yeah, the matches that really count, Russ. Jerk.
Yes. Sorry. Let's talk about the, again, another, okay, all seriousness. Let's talk about another potential weekend stealing. Oh, it's not technically stealing if it is the main event, but weekend match of the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Weekend match of the weekend, hitting the gong with your dong. This has been a stellar performance, Kerry. We kind of miss you really right now.
Kerry, where are you when we need you?
This is all right. This has potential to be the best match of the weekend as well.
That's
Russ
what I meant
to
say.
To
yes.
For.
Yes, that's what I was aiming for. Again, and this is dream match. This is dream match. AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura for the SmackDown World Championship title, or the WWE World Championship title, I suppose. God, this is a dream. I have been waiting for this for several years. Since AJ came over and Nakamura came over.
We're going to be disappointed. I'll tell you why.
Okay, hold on. Let's get to it in a second, all right?
Okay.
Will either gentleman have a special entrance?
Yeah,
Shinsuke. Special as in, like, crazy special? No, I think he might get a violinist or something.
Yeah, if he gets the black dude that plays violin, I'd be happy as hell with that. I like that dude.
Yeah. I say normal special. That's what I said. I said, no, nothing more than normal special.
Yeah.
What match number on the main card will this appear? There's 11 unless The Rock has an impromptu match, which I don't think is going to happen. I say 10 right before Roman and Brock.
I say 9 because I think you need to have that buffer match in between. Because if this match is going to go a while, you need to have that buffer. So that's perfect time.
Fair enough. I see where you're going with that. That's fair enough. You're right. It actually makes a lot of sense. Will this be the match of the night? All right, can't go.
I think we overvalue Shinsuke's wrestling ability at times. Because he's a really fun guy. We like his gimmick. We like Shinsuke. We like his in-ring. But at the end of the day, there's only a handful of people that he can really work great with. Now, in this case, this is one of those guys, though. AJ Styles is one of those guys that's going to take everything. And it has potential, much like Shinsuke versus Sammy and Shinsuke versus Aries. Those were great matches. I just think we're setting our expectations so high that I fear we're going to be disappointed. I just genuinely
That's
fear.
What scares me. I am so high on this match. Totally agree with you.
This has letdown of the night written all over it. And it. I don't know. I mean, they have to put on... I mean, on our scale, they have to put on at least an 8. 8 out of 9.2 to feel validated for how we're feeling, right?
Yeah, well, that's just it. Will it still be a good match but let us down? Or will it be bad? I don't see it being bad.
It can't be bad, right? It can be a letdown, though.
Yes, but letdown we're talking about, is it still a match of the year worthy but still a letdown?
This could be... it's like a movie. I'm going to use Avatar as an example because I waited well over a year before I saw Avatar. And that movie was so hyped up to me. And then I saw it, I was like, the fuck? What? Like, it was an okay movie. It went on way too long and it wasn't that entertaining. Same with, like, Inception. So, it's all about the hype. And right now, as wrestling fans, we are hyping the shit out of this match to a point where it's going to be really hard to live up to our expectations, our standards right now, unfortunately. Like, we did not do a good job at lowering our expectations at all.
No, but because we've been waiting for a type of, like, this match. this match, out of every single match, is definitely the one I'm hyping the most up. It's just because they're both great and fun. Now, again, this is one of those matches. Do you really care who wins?
No, like, I don't care. Part of me is like, what has Shinsuke really done, though, on the main roster to be world champion? That
Royal Rumble. Doesn't matter. He won the Royal Rumble.
Okay. And if I said that's not enough, what are you going to go to next? Because he hasn't really done shit on the main roster in this past calendar year.
Since when has the Royal Rumble not been enough to win the championship?
Because the Royal Rumble's kind of been a fucking joke the past 15, 20 years.
Well, I'd say the last 10 years, but...
it's been about 15. Because the Royal Rumble's so... it feels so predetermined. That's where a problem comes. But once again, I'm not down on Shinsuke. I'm just saying they did a bad job at booking him.
They did do a terrible job of booking him. Because remember in February where we didn't see him at all and that should be his time to shine?
Well, let's look at, what was it, for SummerSlam when it was Shinsuke versus Jinder. Like, the build was terrible for that.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't even remember what the hell Shinsuke... oh, he teamed up with, like, AJ and Shane to take on Owens or whatever. Like, or Shinsuke and Randy. Like, they've had him in tag teams, like, for half the fucking year. It's a waste of his time.
Yeah, you're right. He's a talent that they've been wasting. But if he gets the championship, maybe they will not fuck it up. I don't know.
Yeah, it's... I mean, this is the match that has... If there's a single match where I'm really not interested in having a ton of conversation, it's this one. I just want to sit back and enjoy it.
Yep. Will it have the time? Yes, I think they're given the time.
I think so. I don't think they're going to fuck that up. Why else have a 5-hour show if you're only in with 11 matches and still fuck up the one match that's like a dream match? I don't think you fuck that up.
Yeah. I don't know. I fear it will let me down. But there's a difference between being let down because I have such high expectations. You know what I mean? You're like, I was hoping it would be better, but okay, it wasn't bad. You know what I mean?
No, I do. It's, I just think that this is one of those matches that's going to be so hard to live up. It's AJ Styles versus Daniel Bryan. Would you expect anything less than an 8? No.
I would expect nothing less than a 9 really? Out of a 9.2.
Yeah. So that therein lies the problem. Like the bar is high. I hope that they can do it.
I do too. I really and it definitely they definitely have the potential because again, AJ Styles except for against KO always has good matches. Hell, he even made Jinder look decent. I mean,
yeah, he did.
So, the only person I can't say that he puts good matches against is KO so far.
Which is such an oddity that we'll never
understand.
It's
so weird, isn't it? Two of the best match wrestlers, and they cannot put a match together. But they could put a match against anybody else. AJ put in a good match against James Ellsworth. James fucking Ellsworth.
In hindsight, I want to just blame the booking of the match rather than those two guys, like, because there's a lot of screwy finishes, and I think that tainted their feud. I'll blame that.
I can agree with that. Yeah.
Anyways, let's go to the questions because.
Finishing move. Yeah, we've been slowing down a lot. Finishing move. Kinshasa.
Not Kinshasa. Kinshasa. It's not Sasha Banks.
Kinshasa. Okay. Kinshasa. So I put a little extra H in there. All right.
Yeah, Raylene used to do the same damn thing.
All right.
Okay. I had Styles Class.
Okay. I said winner. I say Nakamura because it's a great time to pass the torch while AJ goes to a show that isn't a sinking ship.
The shinking ship?
Sinking ship.
Well, look at
I did put
wrote.
Shaking.
Jesus Christ,
What the hell's wrong with me?
I don't know. I'm giving it to AJ Styles, and I think they're going to want to keep him on SmackDown. I know just like a week or two ago, we made every argument in the world for him to go to Raw, so now I'm going against that and doing a 180.
All right. Always good. All right, number two. Let's go to the final match that we think is going to be on the card. Possibly, we don't know. The Raw Red Belt, because goddamn it, it's not Universal. Championship match: Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. Out of all the matches on here, except for a few, this is one of the lower ones. I could care less. I couldn't care less about it.
It's
okay. That's not true. I really want Roman to win. God damn, get rid of Brock.
Aw, poor Brock.
All right, let's go through the questions. Any special entrances? No.
I don't think so. I don't think there's a need for it.
No, definitely not. Especially if Roman is going in as the workman champion or the workman guy, then there's no reason to have the special build. And Brock doesn't need a special entrance. All right, who comes out first? Roman.
Yeah, especially if this is going to be Brock's. Either way, they're going to have Brock because they're going to sell us on the point that this is going to be Brock's last match.
Right. Will this match go longer than 15 minutes? Not including entrances? No.
I say yes. I think Brock is in shape. He looks.
He's definitely a shape. Yeah. Yes, he's definitely a shape. Will Brock turn purple? Yes, yeah. I say within first 5 minutes.
Yes.
How many Superman punches will we see connect? I'm going to go with 5 connect. I think there's going to be more thrown. I think 5 are connecting.
Originally, I actually had how many Superman punches will be attempted, and then I changed it to connected. This is actually going to be one of the funner matches for us to watch because of this. These next few questions. Yeah. I had 7, you had 5.
Okay. This next one was tough because I really wanted to say 8. And then you took it because you went first. And I'm like, son of a... And I didn't want to go less than 8. 8 seems like the minimum.
But it also seems like the possible shot. Roman earn this shit.
Yeah. So how many German suplexes will we see? I said 12.
Fair enough. I like everything that we're going with.
All right. How many F5s will succeed? We both agreed on this number, right? Because I couldn't see any more than this succeeding without the win.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So, we both said 2.
Right.
Okay. How many spears will we see? All right, this was tough again. Because I like your number. But I also think Brock might try to attempt to do a little bit of Roman, you know, reversal of the finishers type thing.
I just want Brock might get to get to the top rope and shooting star press that Samoan asshole, damn it.
And break his own neck? Yeah, that's great. Let's see that happen again. I said 5. 2 from Brock, 3 from Roman.
And I just went straight 3.
You just 3. All right. So what will be the finishing move? It's got to be spear after about 3 Superman punches. That's what I said.
Yeah, and I said it's got to be spear because that was one of the stories that they told us last year was that Brock is susceptible to the spear.
Susceptible to it, yep.
And
yep.
That's how Goldberg pinned him so many times.
Yep, I agree. I think that's definitely going to be the way he ends it. Will this be Brock Lesnar's final WWE match for the future, meaning he isn't resigning with WWE right now? No, he's done.
See, we both said no, but we had different things here.
You're saying he's resigning. I say the same thing. I just
said
he's done.
Resigning.
Oh, you said he is resigning.
Right.
I think he's done. The answer's no. He's done. We're not seeing him anymore.
All right. So I said, will this be his final match? You should say yes.
Oh, that's not how I read it.
Will this be his final
match? Oh, because I saw that as isn't resigning. I didn't see that as resigning. I read it wrong. Yeah, all right,
so you want a yes there.
Yes.
Daniel. I just want to read something that I read today. It's quick. It just cracks me up. All right. Let's see, Brian Alvarez stated that unless there's a late change, the Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar match for the Universal title is scheduled to be the main event. And the plan is WWE wants to end the pay-per-view with Roman Reigns as they finally crown him as their future megastar. Because they haven't done that the past four...
The past 3 years. Three or 4 years.
Like...
Yeah.
Stop. Just stop, guys, with your shit.
True.
That's all. All right.
All right. Let's do we'll do the final quick hits, and we'll call it.
Yeah, because we're right on pace to end this before 8, so that's good.
Perfect. All right. Because you know what? It was funny. We were doing really well, and then we got to Mania, and it just time sank.
Number six hurt us a lot. I don't remember what number six was, but it hurt us.
All right. Final thoughts, quick hits. Match of the night. I kind of want to say the IC title match, but I just do not think it's going to be given enough time. If it depends on when it goes on, I have to go with Nakamura and AJ.
And I'm going IC title because I think it's going on first.
Okay. If it does go on first, definitely, I almost agree with you. Worst match of the night on the main card. I don't think there's any difference. Raw women's match has to be. It's not going to be given the time.
But, see, here's the question. Here's my thought process, though. Is a 5-minute shit match with Bliss and Nia better or worse than a 20-minute drawn-out Kurt Angle, Rousey, Triple H, Stephanie stare-a-thon?
If Kurt and Triple H are in the match and give us a good 10-15 minutes of that match, I'm fine with that, honest. I love Kurt and Triple H, so...
I do, too, but the staring, the wasting of time, the...
I know.
I think... I don't know.
That's going to be on the women's part.
I'm going with Ronda match.
Okay. Listen, you're really not... It's like shooting fish in a barrel at this case with those two matches.
Splitting
some
hairs here.
Yeah, exactly. Shortest match of the night.
Uh-huh.
Alexa versus Nia. I don't think there was any question of that one.
And when we're wrong, I feel so bad for whatever match is shorter.
Right. Yeah. Which match will we say deserve to have more time at the end of the night? Okay, we basically flipped our first answer. I said IC title match because if it's not given the time, it would have needed the time.
Right.
You said.
I'm going AJ and shit.
Right. Which match will have been given too much time? Again,
anything over a minute with Charlotte Flair in the ring is too much time.
Exactly. So Asuka versus Charlotte will be given too much time. And I agree. I think they're going to be given 20 minutes, and I don't think that...
Hey, by the way, Rick Grimes is becoming quite the heel, and Negan's becoming quite the face on Walking Dead.
Now, really?
I'd feel remiss if I didn't at least say that in our podcast.
You had to hit that one. Good thing. All right. Will this night be memorable for anything beyond Daniel Bryan returning to the ring? I said, I'm sure, but I couldn't tell you exactly. There are a lot of good things that this Mania is bringing to the table, and that is true. However, since it's New Orleans, the host of the worst Mania decisions, this could be memorable for the wrong reasons.
I had a lot of things. I have Asuka's streak ending, Daniel Bryan turning heel, Cena versus Taker possibly happening, or if it doesn't, both of those are memorable. Stephanie, you know, being crippled, Hogan's return, and Dwayne.
Yeah, there's a lot. This Mania. Well, we'll get to that at the last. Let's do that the last
just
second.
Reeks of potential.
It does. I don't think there's any way of it failing, right. And then we'll talk about that in a second. Any surprise entrance appearances aside from The Rock? I said Samoa Joe, maybe, and some legends that we just don't have at a thought process right now.
Sure, and I have Samoa Joe. I have Big Show. I think Sandy or AOP is getting called up, and it's going to happen during that Daniel Bryan match.
Okay. Will The Rock be there? Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, now that's basically reported, that's a 99% chance. Yeah.
Yeah. Will this be the best Mania of the past 5 years?
I don't even want to answer this. That's what scares me.
Right. Okay. And this is, let's talk about this here, and I guess we'll wrap it up because this is going to be calling it right here, right? I'm going to have to say yes, but it doesn't really have that much stiff competition either.
Right. Like, there is... You know what, though? We don't give enough credit for the one WrestleMania, I think it was 31, who had the Rollins and Randy match and Rollins cashing in Money in the Bank. That wasn't...
True.
That had its moments, at the very least. I think that...
It did. It was really good.
Did they have Jericho and AJ as well?
Yep.
Like... So it's got to be better than that one. That's the competition.
That's the one it's got to be, because all the rest are garbage.
Right. So.
So. Yeah.
And obviously
but
now
this one
I
has
feel
the
bad
potential.
For this last question, by the way.
Well, who will interrupt our Elias' performance? We both say The Rock.
I mean, it makes sense for The Rock to give us a Rock concert, which,
right.
Quite frankly, I can't wait for that.
That will be a lot of fun. Yeah, Elias, are you kidding me? Elias will get embarrassed, but it's always when The Rock embarrasses you, it's a rub, no matter what.
It's a huge rub, and Elias is... I think this is the year of Elias. I haven't seen a guy
improve.
Like, he's taken all the steps the right way.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think people really like him. He is definitely, he will have a title by next year's WrestleMania, if not at WrestleMania's next year. A title, I'm not saying.
Yeah, he should have at least a secondary title. I mean, and I don't know if you realize, when he took his shirt off, that dude's been getting jacked. Like, he's really been working out, so kudos.
I'm trying to think, have I used him for my man crush yet? Cause
well, not yet, but,
oh, good.
You know, you always got time.
That's true. All right, so we talked about this being one of the best in the past 5 years. Let's just kind of wrap this up and say, it almost feels like, I haven't been this excited about a Mania in years. In years.
No,
I think the last one was 31 at New Orleans.
Yeah,
and that one disappointed the hell out of us.
Very fun. We were looking forward to that. I remember that. Yeah, and
but I wasn't this excited. Like, there's, no. I look at this thing and go, they can't fuck this up. They can't fuck this up.
And then we remember SummerSlam 2016, and we say, yes, 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 they can.
No, but they can't. There is nothing on this card that they can't. There are so many matches, and this is one of the things. There's so many matches, I don't care who wins.
Russ, I hope that I don't have to go through our archives.
I know.
And cut this clip and be like, remember this? Remember
this? Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Well, and isn't that what worries you?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if WWE fucks this up, we already talked about this yesterday, so I figure this should be a conversation on the podcast. If WWE fucks this up, then I really have to seriously sit down and say, why the fuck do I watch this?
Here's why this Mania can't fuck up. And this is the biggest reason why. Because if it does, Carrie's going to be so fucking obnoxious.
And right.
Yeah.
Everything she's been pointing
to. It's going to
right.
completely right. validate all of her obnoxiousness. Yeah. So, for all that's holy, because Carrie will be back, you know, in about a month or so. No. This WrestleMania has to be way better than anything else going on this weekend. Yep. Aside from NXT, which is also...
WWE. Yeah, I was saying, it doesn't have to be NXT.
It just has to be. It has to shut down all the neckbeards, or else Kerry's gonna have to grow a neckbeard. Something's gotta give here, but yeah. Mania has to deliver.
It has to deliver, and I say it has to deliver at least on three of the four great matches.
Three out of the
yes?
four?
Well, okay, the IC title match.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I was counting Brock versus Roman in there, too.
Oh, I thought you were counting the New Day match as...
No. I was counting that as the third one. What would be the other one?
Taker.
Oh, Taker Cena. I don't care if that sucks or not. Yeah. I just want to see it happen. I don't counting that Fair as enough. A great match.
You know, the interesting thing is, I could see the U.S. Championship match being really good if Randy is there to work and have fun.
Yes, and you know what? I haven't even thought about that. That technically, I'm not counting that as one of the four major ones. So if that one's a good one, that's a plus in their corner.
And the Daniel Bryan match is going to be good. It's not going to be bad.
Yeah, exactly.
We say, but we know it's going to come back and bite us.
I know, and that's what scares me, because yeah. we're putting this on record now. Yeah. And we're putting our enthusiasm on record. Wait till it gets crushed. So, folks, if you're listening to this, and next week, and you're listening to them right in a row, we're either going to be totally dejected next week, or we're going to be like, yes.
Yeah, maybe very
this was it.
Come next Wednesday.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. If it's bad, it's going to be another two-hour fest of just shitting all over the show.
One thing we really should do before we wrap this up.
Okay.
Because we don't ever remember to do this in the blog or in the podcast. Let's make predictions for the night or the two nights after Mania.
Okay.
Like, we should be on record now as buffoons before, you know, it happens. So, we know people are coming back from injuries. More importantly, though, who's getting called up?
All right, called up. Honestly, I want to say Gargano, because it's a perfect time for him to come up, especially if he loses. So, Gargano, I think Authors of Pain... We've been talking about them. I think it's their time to finally come up. I think they've just been waiting for this moment. And then, honestly, Aleister Black.
Yeah, I think...
Unless he wins the title, in which case.
I think you're going to see AOP and Aleister on Raw, and I think you're going to see Sanity on SmackDown.
Sanity's definitely going to be SmackDown, I think you're right. But where would...
Because Eric Young and Bobby Roode on the same roster is a good start.
Yeah, well, I was going to say Gargano. The only problem with Gargano going up is he has to go to Raw. If he goes on SmackDown, he's done. Done.
Really? I think SmackDown would be a better place for him.
It is a better fit for him, but SmackDown is a garbage heap right now. So
true. SmackDown does not know what the fuck they're doing. Right. If Gargano gets called up, do you think Ciampa's right behind him? Like, would they just continue that feud if, like, Gargano lost? Like, could you see Ciampa just coming up and beating the shit out?
That would be great. Have him come up a month after, maybe after his first pay-per-view. Gargano gets in there, first pay-per-view, wins a match, and Ciampa comes out and just kicks crap out of him, and it continues right from there.
Fuck
that
it.
Would
have
be good.
Ciampa and, like, beat up Gargano so it ruins his debut. Like, his pay-per-view debut, like, costs him the match. That's a start of a great feud that we've already seen the beginning of. Like, that'd be cool consistency, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But they're not going to do it. You do realize that, right?
Oh,
I mean,
God,
we
no.
are pipe dreaming the hell out of this one.
All right. I think No Way Jose. It's time for him to either get called up or released because he was supposed to get called up last year.
The problem with him is he just isn't...
Adam Rose?
Yeah.
Bigger. Yeah. Actually, No Way Jose, though, is really talented. He kind of reminds me a little bit of... Elias and the fact that he wasn't given much time, and when he did shine, but didn't shine bright enough, but he has the size that Vince likes.
Right, well, here's the other thing, too. Will his gimmick get over in the main roster like Elias's did?
Not in the same way, but more in the same way of how Zoe and Big Cass did initially. But not as huge. It'll be more of an... more... brief, like Fandango.
Right.
But it won't be long-lasting. And the other thing is, maybe they go completely different, because he actually would be good as a heel. I think. Mm. He has a good look to be a badass heel. Big guys don't make for good faces initially. They just don't.
No, definitely not. No.
Do you think any women are getting called up?
They don't need any right now.
I think the Iconic Duo is getting called up for Raw.
Maybe.
Especially if Raw's losing Asuka, which speculation is they are.
Right.
Then Iconic Duo, bring up Billie Kay and Peyton Royce. They haven't done shit on NXT the past 2 months.
And it's a possibility. Definitely 100% possibility.
And Emma.
Aw. Oh.
So sad. All right.
I think we've done it. I think this is it. This is it. We've hit over the 2 hour mark. So darn it, I didn't really want to go that far, but WrestleMania really did take a long time to go over. So
and plus, let's face it, next week's going to be just as bad because Steve's going to be on here, and we're going to be over the night of disappointment that we're due for.
Maybe we should just go in and say it's going to be a disappointment, and then when we come out, like, yeah, it didn't suck terribly.
Optimism.
All right, so Kent. I don't think there's anything special going on other than all wrestling all the time this week.
My God, there's an NXT preview, review, Mania preview, review, this week's blog, this week's podcast, Walking Dead, Santa Clarita Diet's going to be coming out possibly early next week, season 2 blog. I think that's it. Yeah, because Fear the Walking Dead's... Thankfully, Walking Dead is not having a season finale on WrestleMania night for the first time in like 3 years. Thankfully. So.
Next week.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're good.
All right. Well, we're next week. Again, we're probably not going to do any of our specials except for maybe.
Yep. I want to hear you.
Man Crush Corner of the week of Bliss. Man Crush Corner of Bliss.
Got it.
It only took me 2 hours.
Beating the gong with your dong.
Beating the gong with your dog. That's a good one. We got to keep that one.
Yeah. Oh my God. Could you imagine a Filipino transvestite beating the gong with her dong?
Oh my God. With her dog. Oh my God.
We just tied together some shit.
And it's full circle. And that's a great place to end it. So, folks, we will see you next week. Hopefully, not disappointed.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you folks later.
Sniff you jerks later.